Take the field. Let's go. Let's go.
It's time for the high school football playoffs on The Breeze 94.5. Today, 32 teams set off on the road to Lincoln as they march towards the state championship. But by the end of the day, that number will be cut in half.
Back to pass now. Biltoft is intercepted by Ben Hendricks, and he runs it back inside the five. Touchdown!
We start off in Blue Hill this afternoon, where their D1 debut got off to a rough start with three straight losses, but they've since rattled off five straight wins and have a sixth seed in the D1 playoffs.
Side back to pass. Poe dancing around. He's going to be pressured. Fires deep into the end zone, and it is caught by Drury. Touchdown! Touchdown, Blue Hill!
Their opponents, the North Central Knights, who have made the D1 playoffs four out of the last 5 years.
Let's go!
It's the Blue Hill Bobcats and the North Central Knights on The Breeze 94.5. Let's take you out to the Husker Power broadcast booth where Mike Will is on the call.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school football here this afternoon on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. The state high school football playoffs get underway today. And a good matchup in Class D1 to get us started here this afternoon as the Knights out of North Central will take on the Blue Hill Bobcats. I'm Mike Wall. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Tyson Ervronic joins me alongside Blue Hill, coming in a record of 5 wins and 3 losses on the season. Of course, Blue Hill back in the eight-man ranks here after several years up there in Class C2 and really dominating up in C2 for a period of years. Blue Hill starting off with 3 straight losses to Brooding, Davenport, Shickley, the High Plains community, and then the Heartland. Since then, they have won 5 games in a row. Franklin, Shelton, Elm Creek, Arapahoe, and Axtell, all going down to defeat to the Blue Hill Bobcats. So Blue Hill coming in 5-3 in the season. The Knights of North Central, they open up the year with a win over Burwell, then picked up a win over Plainview and Twin Loop before losing consecutive ball games about midway through the season to Neely Oakdale and Elgin Public, Elgin Pope John. They wrapped up the regular season with wins over Clearwater Orchard, over Boyd County, and by a wide margin over Niobrara Verdigris to wrap up the regular season. North Central, a team that averages 39.3 points per ball game on offense. They give up 25.6 on the defensive side of the ball. Blue Hill is averaging 38.8 points per ball game in offense. They're giving up 26.2 on the defensive side. Tyson Ervronic joins me alongside. And Tyson, a good matchup here for our first ball game of the 2014 state playoffs, Blue Hill and the North Central. How do you see it?
Always exciting when you get into the playoffs, the first round of the playoffs. We're actually going to be one of the first games getting started here in D1 football. So there's just a handful of afternoon contests. But you look back at the 2014 regular seasons for these two schools, and you can see, first of all, for Blue Hill, the NSAA doing them no justice or no easy tasks when they get dropped down into the eight-man ranks. You can put them up against Brooding, Davenport, Shickley, who's all been towards the top of the D1 rankings all season long. Of course, Heartland, undefeated school as well. So no easy draw there from the NSAA to Blue Hill in their first season in D1. They could have adjusted, made some defensive adjustments throughout the season, and they believe they've got a defense here that's working well for them. You look at their past couple games against Elm Creek, only allowing 13 points. They had held Franklin only 7 points, so the defense has adjusted well, and the Bobcats are playing pretty good football. Now, for North Central, you mentioned their little bump in the road that the North Central Knights had here in their district. That was to Neely Oakdale, Elgin Public, Pope John. That's due to Tyler Knox. He's their starting quarterback, and we're going to be calling his number quite a bit. I understand he does a lot of the throwing, a lot of the rushing, maybe even some special teams duties. Might drive the bus for these North Central Knights. He's that good of an athlete. Well, he was out with a concussion about midway through the season, and that's where they had those two losses. After he came back, they got back on the winning track, so to speak, and are here again matching up against the Blue Hill Bobcats in Blue Hill on a Saturday afternoon. Long road trip, though.
Yeah, in the next round, the winner of this ball game will play the winner of the game between Shelton and Hemingford. That ball game will kick off at about 3 o'clock this afternoon. We'll have it on ESPN 1460 KXPN. And also ESPN 1550 KICS. Again, that one begins here in just a little bit. So a couple of radio games for you this afternoon. This will be a good one between Blue Hill and North Central. Blue Hill making their 17th appearance in the state high school football playoffs. This is their 10th straight. Of course, they won the championship in Class C2 in 2008. Runner-up in Class C2 in 2006 and 2007. So 3 great years there that Scott Porter had here at Blue Hill, 2006, 2007, and 2008 last year. They made it to the state playoffs and lost in the second round. They opened things up with a win over Kimball 21-6 and then bowed out when they lost to North Platte St. Pat's at 28-18. North Central, not as experienced in the high school playoffs, are making their fourth appearance and their second straight. Last year, they made it into the second round. They beat Arapahoe in the opening ball game 36-30 and then lost to Twin Loop by the score of 69-20. Weather is going to be a factor here today, yep. Tyson, as we view things. Mostly sunny skies and not a cloud in the sky, but the temp is sitting at 64 degrees. The big factor is going to be the winds out of the northwest at 25 miles per hour, gusting to 30, they tell us here at the field. So the teams that will be moving from our left to our right can be moving into a stiff breeze here this afternoon at Blue Hill.
Well, and that's going to, of course, take away the passing game of Tyler Knox a little bit. We don't expect the pig to be thrown around too much. Now Jason Poe, for his own right, he has the ability to run and do some passing as well. But you got to look at that this game is now going to favor the team that's going to be able to control the line of scrimmage and run the football. And I think when you kind of look at this, at least on paper, that appears to favor Blue Hill a little bit.
Okay, we got the coaches standing by. We're going to get a chat with them. Scott Porter, the head man for the Blue Hill Bobcats, and Mike Steffen, the head man for the North Central Knights. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show. Your yield leader, contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll hear from the coaches right after this. You're listening to high school football this afternoon on The Breeze.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good afternoon and welcome to the new Breeze 94.5. It is the Ravenna Sanitation Coaches Interviews brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get set for high school football, playoff football, is the head coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats today as the Blue Hill Bobcats get set to take on North Central in the first round of the D1 state playoffs. Coach, appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, the Blue Hill Bobcats, a team sitting 5-3 on the season, making that next goal, getting to the D1 playoffs. Just talk a little bit about your ball club and reaching this goal, reaching this stage in the season.
Well, we've made some pretty good strides since the very first game of the season. We ran into three good quality teams, and then learned from those and got into district play and started to play better each week. And, hopefully tonight we can continue to get better than what we did last week and continue on through this playoff.
Coach, as I talked with you just a week ago over on 1230 KHAS, we talked a lot about the Blue Hill defense and some of the adjustments your coaching staff made defensively as you kind of dived into this eight-man football for the first time at Blue Hill. Talk about those defensive adjustments and what's worked well for you guys.
Well, we started out with a 3-2 monster, and I'm not going to say it was a total failure for us, but it just didn't fit. We didn't have the right pieces, I should say, in during that defensive scheme. And, we tinkered around with the 3-3, and then we got to district play and played the running back against Elm Creek, played against their running back who's got some speed and likes to cut back, so we went with a 3-4, and that's what we've been with ever since. And I think it fits our personnel that we have defensively a lot better. And I think it gives us the fastest team we have available on the field for us.
Again, the Blue Hill Bobcats getting set to take on North Central here this afternoon from Blue Hill High School. Talk a little bit about the North Central there. Have a team that's out of our area districts that we typically see or typically get a chance to play. What do you know about this ball club?
We've got their last two games, and they're pretty much a I formation team, pretty basic, line up and try to run it down your throat, and then they will throw in some spread type formations just to keep you honest. And then defensively, they are pretty much a 3-2-3 defense and, you know, rely on their linebackers and cornerbacks to come up and make plays for them.
Scott Porter again joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as the Blue Hill Bobcats get set to take on the North Central Knights in the first round of the D1 state playoffs. When we talk a little bit about the Bobcat offense, what type of offense are we expected to see this afternoon?
Well, we're going to stick, you know, come out and stick with our running game like we've done year in and year out, and hopefully get that established and, you know, then start dialing in some passing plays. And if we have to go the opposite direction, you know, get the passing game going first to get the running game going, we've got the luxury to do that too. But we're going to start out trying to establish the run and go from there.
Tyler Knox is the quarterback for the North Central Knights. He is a all-district quarterback there for them. As far as the defensive game plan is concerned, how do you keep him in check today?
Well, we're going to do the best we can to keep him contained, you know, from running an option, and he does a good job at that. And then passing situations, you know, try to get our coverage to be sound and, you know, maybe try to get a little blitz here and there to keep him honest and, you know, not hurting us by taking off out of the pocket.
As far as play up front is concerned, is that where this game might be won and lost, Coach?
Well, being a ex-lineman myself, I think every game is won and lost in the trenches. But, you know, I honestly think that has quite a bit to, you know, the outcome of a game. And that's what I try to preach to our offense and defensive linemen. You know, whoever can win those battles is going to have the better opportunity to come out victorious. So hopefully we're ready for the challenge today and we can get it done.
He's Scott Porter, the head coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats, joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. It's Blue Hill and North Central this afternoon on the Breeze 94.5. When we come back, we'll head up north and talk with the head coach of the North Central Knights, Mike Stevens, as our pregame show continues here on the Breeze.
Finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Hi, I'm Ron Carmazine, owner and pharmacist at Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy for over 37 years. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. You can pick up a gift or a greeting card for your loved ones from our wide selection. Ron's Pharmacy offers local deliveries for the convenience of our patients. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved, Ron's Pharmacy.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach's interviews brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Joining us now on the away sidelines, we are joined by the head coach of the North Central Knights as the Blue Hill Bobcats get set to take on North Central in the first round of the D1 state playoffs. Mike Steven, the head coach of the North Central Knights, been there for 15 years as the head coach, entering his 15th year. Coach, first of all, appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks a lot. We sure appreciate you guys covering the game down there.
Coach, North Central, a team that's in the playoffs for the fourth time in 5 years. Last year, picking up a playoff win in the first round. But let's just talk a little bit about the history of this ball club and really starting to become kind of a late October, early November playoff football team down there.
Well, Tyson, you know, we're kind of a new co-op. I mean, I guess not so much new. It's been within the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. And we took two programs, you know, that traditionally have struggled. We brought them together, and we started having some success. And, you know, when you start having success and kids start winning, they kind of know how to win. And then they have a taste for it. Luckily, we've had a bunch of good group of kids going through, and we did pick up our first playoff victory last year, and so it's kind of propelled us into this season. And, you know, we made it again this year, but, you know, we know we're against a buzzsaw in the first round with Blue Hill.
Coach, taking a look at this North Central team, a team that is 6-2 on the year, closing out on a three-game winning streak after kind of hitting a bump in the road about the halfway point of the season. But talk about the season that your team had as a whole, what you saw so far.
You know, we felt that we did a lot of good things throughout the course of the season. You know, we hit a bump there against Neely and Elgin, and they were both very good football teams. You know, we lost our quarterback, Tyler Knox, with a concussion in Neely and ended up losing by four, and then we had him out against Elgin. And, you know, we just really were kind of staggering to try to find someone to lead the team. And Cash Cosgrove, our backup, did a good job. But Tyler, you know, he's a kid that is a force on both sides of the ball. He's a great kid, a good leader. And those kids you can't replace. And, you know, not to say that that would have changed the outcome of the game, but I do feel that we would have played a lot different in those two losses. And then we got him back, you know, we started playing better. And I'm just thankful to be pretty healthy going into playoffs.
You mentioned the health of the team going into the playoffs. Tyler Knox, of course, he's a senior quarterback for you guys over there. What does he give your team the ability to do?
It just makes us a lot more well-rounded. He conducts the offense. He knows what he's looking for. He reads the defense. He can audible. You know, he can throw the ball. He can run the ball. He's a great defensive end. I mean, just a great Nebraska football player all around. You know, those are the types that, you know, we're pretty lucky to coach up here up north. They can play both sides of the ball. He's our punter. He's one of the kickers. Kicks extra points. Shoot, he probably even gives water in the timeouts, too. I mean, he just does everything that a coach can ask, and he does it, you know, giving 100%.
Mike Steven joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get set for first-round playoff football here this afternoon in Blue Hill as the North Central Knights take on the Blue Hill Bobcats. Talk a little bit about the North Central Knights as far as the play up front, the offensive line. I understand you got a couple returners there that are pretty good for your ball club.
Yeah, we do. These kids have been starting for 3 years since they were sophomores, and they've taken their lumps, and, you know, there was a struggle their sophomore year. Junior year, we had some success. This year, we've had some success. So they know what they're doing. I mean, they know the fundamentals. They know how to, you know, the calls up front, and just they do a good job blocking, run blocking, pass blocking, getting off the ball, and, I mean, they just allow us to be successful, and it all starts up front.
Again, North Central Knights taking on the Blue Hill Bobcats here this afternoon in the first round of the D1 state playoffs. You mentioned going up against a buzzsaw, Coach. Here's a Blue Hill team that drops down from C2, struggles a little bit early to figure out the eight-man game, but after they figured out the eight-man game, they've been playing some pretty good football. What have you seen from the Bobcats on tape?
Well, right off the bat, you know they're well coached. Mm-hmm. I mean, you watch them on film. Their players play the game how it's supposed to be played. They're in the right position. They do the fundamentals correct. They play hard. You know, I don't know the kids by names, but I know them by numbers, and they're very well, like I said, very well coached, and we have a lot of respect for them. You know, they had a lot of success in C2, and it doesn't take a team long if they're successful when they drop down to start winning at that lower level too. So, I mean, just because their record, you know, they have one more loss than us, they've played some very tough teams, and they're a formidable opponent for sure.
Mike Steven again joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show as the North Central Knights get set to take on the Blue Hill Bobcats in the first round of the high school football playoffs. D1 action here on the Breeze 94.5 this afternoon. Coach, let's take a look at your big board. Give us your game plan. Give us your keys to a night victory today.
We just have to come out playing hard. I mean, if we come out slow and they don't, I mean, it could be ugly from the get-go. I mean, because they have a lot of tools, a lot of weapons. We have to come out, establish our run, be able to pass the ball, be able to kind of control the line of scrimmage up front. I mean, it's going to be tough with the kids they have up there and the talent they have. But, you know, it's one of those things where put two good teams on the field and whoever's going to play the best that day should come out the winner. And, you know, that's all I can ask of my kids is to play as hard as they can, give me the best effort, and, you know, try to execute as well as we possibly can.
Coach, thanks for the time this afternoon. Good luck to you on the field.
Thanks, Tyson.
It's the Blue Hill Bobcats and the North Central Knights. Stay tuned. Kickoff is up next on The Breeze 94.5.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will, Tyson Erbronic back here in Blue Hill today as the State High School Football Playoffs on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here today. So Blue Hill getting set to take on North Central in our opening ball game here this afternoon. Tonight we'll move on to the Class D2 ranks, and Craig Eckert, he'll have the Giltner ball game coming up for you tonight, a rematch against Lawrence Nelson in the opening round game in Class D2. That one will kick off at 7 o'clock tonight. Pre-game show begins at 6:30 here on The Breeze. So when we take a look at Blue Hill, you've heard the comments from head coach Scott Porter. This is a team that really wants to run the football here this afternoon. On the season, they've been averaging 257 yards per ball game. They passed for 108, so a pretty good offensive output here for Blue Hill during the regular season. 366 yards of total offense. Again, they average about 38 points per ball game. Defensively, just as impressive. This is a team that gives up only 248 yards per ball game. That includes 130 yards of rushing defense and 118 yards of passing defense. I think Blue Hill has to be the favorite here this afternoon against North Central as they come in with a mark of 6 wins and 2 losses on the season with a team that's been averaging about 39 points per ball game on offense. We'll get to the starting lineups for Blue Hill here this afternoon. And when you got an offensive line like this, an 8-man football, why not run the football? It's the center, Matthew Schwab, at 6 foot, 220 pounds, and a junior. Then the two guards up there for Blue Hill is Colin Brown. He's 6 foot, 300 pounds, and a sophomore. And Brent Streff will be the other guard. He'll be at 6 foot, 315 pounds, and a senior. That's a pretty good offensive line in 8-man football for the Bobcats. We'll also see a little bit of Scott Wedeman later on in the ball game. He'll be alternating up there. 5'10", 215-pound junior for Blue Hill. Of course, the quarterback, Jason Poe, 6'1", 190 pounds, and a senior. Mitch Kruger will be one of the running backs, 6'1", 185, and a junior. And then Keithan Drury, the guy really drives the bus, so to speak, on offense. Drury is 5'10", 185 pounds, and a senior. He's rushed for 988 yards already this season, so he needs just 12 yards to hit 1,000 for the season. Blue Hill on defense, basically the same guys. You'll see Matthew Schwab, also Scott Wedeman, and also Dylan Bushall up there on the defensive front line. They'll go with a 3-4 look here this afternoon. Austin Rose will be one of the linebackers. He's a 185-pound junior. You'll see Keithan Drury in there at linebacker, 185, and a senior. Jason Poe at linebacker, 190-pound senior, and Luke Feynman at 195 pounds and a senior. Defensive secondary, Jaden Hamill at 6'3", 170 pounds, and a junior. Tyson, I know you talked to Scott Porter about this during the pregame show. They had some problems defensively early in the season, dropped 3 games. They moved from a 3-2 monster look to a 3-3 and now a 3-4 look, and it's pretty much better suiting the players that they got going here in the ball game here this afternoon.
Well, and it really is, Mike. And you look at when you have a team that's used to playing 11-man football and you drop them down to an 8-man football, a style that maybe from the coaching standpoint and even from the player standpoint, they're not used to playing, then there's sort of a feeling out process that goes along with that. And they've done that. With 8-man football, it's all about putting the athletes in places where they're going to be able to succeed, the places that they're going to be able to play the best, especially on the defensive side of the ball. So you move a few pieces around, you figure some things out, and Blue Hill's done that. And again, you look at their last 4 games, really have been impressive defensively, and you just look for that to continue as they roll along through the playoffs here.
For the North Central Knights, we don't know a whole lot about this ball club. In fact, information was kind of tough to get out of North Central during the years. We progressed and got ready for this thing. We do know that Tyler Knox is their quarterback, and we'll see a couple of running backs in there, and Justin Palmer and Andrew Hollenbeck. But as far as numbers and who's the guys they count on, I think we're just as much in the dark as maybe the Blue Hill coaching staff is here today.
Well, and from what I heard from Scott Porter earlier this afternoon, it's a team that runs out of that I formation, likes to do a lot of option type plays. So we probably are going to see a little bit of some option play, a little bit of both of those backs in the football game, as well as Tyler Knox. But as you mentioned, statistics not easy to come by from all the way up north. I don't know if they got lost in translation between all the way up there by the South Dakota border or not, but statistics a little hard to come by, so we're not quite sure, where maybe their featured back is, who their favorite back might be to give the rock to. But I formation, a lot of option, a lot of old 95 glory days football that we're used to seeing.
They're not nearly as huge on the offensive line as maybe what Blue Hill is. 190, 170, and 200 across the offensive line. And across the defensive line for North Central, you'll see guys at 190, 200, and 210 pounds. They'll run a 3-3 defense here this afternoon against the Blue Hill Bobcats. So again, this ball game really kicks things off for the 2014 State High School Football Playoffs. We've got another game kicking off here in just a little bit between Shelton and Hemingford. Ironically, the two winners will meet next week in the state playoffs. So the two early games today will have the winners will be playing next week.
Yeah, we sort of get graced with breaking the 2014 playoffs in, so to speak, here for the NSAA with this first action in Blue Hill. You mentioned the Hemingford Shelton game going on now, and then as far as some other afternoon games are concerned, we go over to D2 where we see Falls City Sacred Heart is taking on Emerson Hubbard. That game's going to get started about 4. Stewart is going to be playing Osceola. Stewart and a good ball club. I had a chance to watch them a few times. They were a good ball club. They're taking on Osceola at 3. Then we have Bertrand and Hay Springs that are going to be kicking off at 3 o'clock again on the D2 side of things. But everything else for the D1 side is going to be evening games, night games here for the first round of the state playoffs in eight-man action.
Of course, the state playoffs will continue tomorrow in classes C1 and C2 and the other classes as well in A and B. So it really gets started in earnest tomorrow. But classes D1 and D2, they still have the 32-team field. Everybody else has pretty much sliced things down to 16, which is, I think, a better way to handle the playoffs. But D1 and D2 decided to stay with 32. So these opening round games, you could see some blowouts.
You've heard my soapbox before, I take it. Yeah, the 32 teams here in the D2 side of things. As we get set for the national anthem, we'll talk more about, I'm sure I'll be talking more about this 32-team field as we roll along through this afternoon.
As Blue Hill and North Central here this afternoon, you've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show on The Breeze. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll come back to Blue Hill. You're listening to the State High School Football Playoffs today on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
We're the U Tech Boys Superstore. Our name is Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the U Tech Boys Superstore.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So we just had the playing of the national anthem. We're set for football action here this afternoon in Blue Hill. Good to have you aboard on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Halloween has sprung here at Tyson. The Blue Hill cheerleaders are all decked out in their Halloween attire here this afternoon.
I thought maybe it was a little bit early for the Halloween costumes. I didn't think I got the wrong day for Halloween. But, yeah, fans are getting in the spirit. Everybody's excited. It's playoff football time.
Now, both of these teams are blue and white. Blue Hill is going to be dressed in their all-blue uniforms here this afternoon. They'll be in their blue tops and their blue bottoms or their blue football helmets. The only difference between the two teams, North Central, they got the white jerseys on this afternoon with the blue numerals. They've got the blue football pants and their blue football helmets this afternoon.
I appreciate what you've done with our rosters here on the front of our broadcast table. You've labeled them blue and white for me. That'll help me out. Another thing that might be a little bit tricky for us this afternoon is the sun's kind of in an awkward position for the scoreboard. This one's a very tough one to read, so we might get some down in distances. I hope we don't get the scores wrong, but the scoreboard, really difficult to read as well.
Normally we don't see high school football in the afternoon, and now the sun's shining in the wrong direction. So Blue Hill is going to get the ball first. Keith and Drury drops back deep for the Bobcats. Alec Meyer will join him. They're settling inside the 5-yard line. The last time we did a game here in Blue Hill was the 11-man football, so they have shortened up the field, and they have shortened up the width here, but a good facility here at Blue Hill.
The telephone pole no longer at the 25-yard line. It's now at the 15-yard line, conveniently enough.
All right, so Blue Hill will get the opening kick here. Beyer dropping back deep, and Keith and Drury as they wait for the kickoff from North Central, and playoff football is just about ready to get underway. Kicking off will be Sage Osborne for the Knights of North Central. As they wait for the whistle, they've got it. Here comes the boot. It's going to be a good kick. It's going to go over the head of everybody out of bounds. And with the wind to the back of the kicker, Sage Osborne, he didn't need much. He just bangs that one out of the end zone. And it's a touchback. Blue Hill will get the ball.
Yeah, this wind is, you could tell when they played the national anthem, they were raising the flag as they were playing the national anthem. The guys that were raising it had a really tricky time as the flag was trying to blow away from them. The wind's going to play a factor all day today.
And we saw before the ball game, before we got here, just when we got here, the goalpost actually moving because of the wind. So a stiff breeze here this afternoon. Jason Poe is your quarterback here for the Blue Hill Bobcats. He stands in the spread set. He fakes the ball and now hands it away straight ahead. That's going to be Keith and Drury with the ball as Drury moves the ball across the 15-yard line out to about the 17-yard line. So a couple of yards on a play. Again, Keith and Drury has just 12 yards to hit 1,000 for the season. 108 carries, 988 yards. He averages 9.1 yards per carry. He has scored 14 touchdowns. Second down at about 8 yards to go. Blue Hill moving from our right to our left. Just underway here in Blue Hill. The Cats have the ball on their own 17-yard line. Jason Poe again in the spread set with each running back to each side of him. Here's another handoff. That's going to go to Drury as he brings the ball across the 20 out to about the 22-yard line. So a third down and short situation. Tackle is made in there by Justin Dermott for North Central, a big boy, 6'1", 200 pounds, and a senior. So the Cats keeping the ball on the ground here early in the football game. A couple of running plays. It's netted 8 yards so far. Third down and 2 yards to go. Blue Hill with the ball on their own 23-yard line. Taking on North Central here this afternoon. Here's Jason Poe. He's going to run the ball. Looks right. Cuts it back. He's got the first down and more. Across the 25 to the 30. Out to the 32-yard line. So there's the game plan there, Tyson. We're seeing it right off of the bat. They're going to keep the ball on the ground against this North Central defense.
Well, and you got Jason Poe, a quarterback that has that ability not only to throw the football, but when he does take off, he can run upfield. He's a big boy, and he's tough to bring down, and we saw it right there.
First down, 10 yards to go. Blue Hill in the opening possession here this afternoon. They got a ball on their own 33-yard line. Ball's on the near side hash. Wide receiver is Jaden Hamill. Now he splits out to the left side. In fact, two wide receivers will come to the left side of the formation. Jason Poe looking, hands the ball away to a Drury as he came in motion. Drury around the right end, across the 35, out to about the 37-yard line. So they spread the field there for the first time here this afternoon, bring Keith and Drury back in motion. They hand the ball up to the guy. Same result. He takes it around the right end. A nice pickup of about 6 yards in a play.
And right there, that's your 12 yards that he needed to get to 1,000 yards on the season. So Keith and Drury, successful season here. He's at the 1,000-yard mark.
So it's second down here for the Bobcats. They've got the ball on their own 38-yard line. This time on the far side hash, and they'll send a wide receiver, Jaden Hamill, onto the right side of the formation with Drury into the slot to the right side. So just the opposite way. Now Drury comes in motion again. They fake the ball to him. Now they hand the ball away to him. Drury is across the 40, still on his feet to the 45, breaks outside to the 30, down to the 35, down to the 20-yard line. He's going to be brought down there. Drury takes the ball down to the 20-yard line, tackled on the play there by Andrew Hollenbeck. For the North Central Knights, a nice run there by Keith and Drury. So everything on the ground has gone to Keith, and already the 80-yard field has got me messed up there.
We're seeing a little read option here from Jason Poe as well. He's got the great ability to run that read option. He waits to the last possible second to hand it off to his running back. Good job of running the offense so far by Poe.
Blue Hull's got the ball to 22. Now Poe's going to run the ball himself to the 20, breaks outside to the sideline to the 15, spun down at the 17-yard line. Tackle is made over here by Chris Coulter. Coulter, the outside linebacker for the Knights, a 5'8", 160-pound senior. So everything on the ground so far for the Blue Hill Bobcats, and that's what we expect going into the win here this afternoon. You're not going to see much passing going in this direction. Second down and about 2 yards to go. Blue Hill has got the ball at the North Central 14-yard line. Just underway here in the Class D1 State High School football playoffs here this afternoon. Both their ends are in tight this time. There goes a man in motion off to the far side. Poe turns and then mishandles it. He just runs the ball himself across the 15, down to the 10, inside the 10, down to about the 7-yard line. I think he wanted to hand the ball off to Drury. That was a miscommunication there. Drury didn't take it, and Poe just goes around the right end and picks up the first down and more. It ends up being a pretty good play down to the 7-yard line.
Sometimes those broken plays that will work out like that. The entire defense, you know, not only did they fake out the broadcast crew, they faked out the defense as well. They followed Drury, and then Poe had some room up the middle to pledge for the first down.
Just underway here. We got about 9 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Blue Hill and North Central here this afternoon. Football action on the breeze. Two wide receivers split out to the right side. Now Drury comes in motion to the near side. They fake the ball to him. Now he leads the blockers. Here comes Poe across the 5-yard line, down inside to five. They get a run out of bounds over here at about the 3-yard line. So Jason Poe has run out of bounds at the 3-yard line. They brought Drury in motion again, Tyson, and that time he was the lead blocker out there. Out for Jason Poe as he takes it down to the 3-yard line.
And that option set that they're running so far does have that ability to do that. It you can do so many different things with that option, whether it's a quarterback, keeper, or bringing it off to the guy that's in motion. So many options available, and Blue Hill's using them all on this drive.
Austin Rose is now in the backfield for Blue Hill. He's a big boy, wears number 54, 185 pounds, and a junior. Looks bigger than that as he lines up as a fullback. They hand it away to Drury. He crashes forward from the 3-yard line. He's in there for the touchdown. So in the very first possession here this afternoon, Blue Hill just jams it down the throats of the North Central Knights. And with 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter, the Bobcats are on the board.
And then not a single pass play here. As you mentioned, we're going to be seeing the football on the ground. Blue Hill with, I believe, 9 run plays on that drive, takes it all the way down to the end zone. Great start, just the start that the Blue Hill Bobcats needed.
So here comes the extra point now for Blue Hill. And they will go for the two-point conversion. They'll send a wide receiver out to the right side. Poe is up under center. He waits for the snap. He's got it. He's going to run the football to the near side. He runs it around the left end. He's going to be tackled. He's going to be tackled in the play by Kevin Udd, a 6'2", 190-pound junior defensive end for the Knights of North Central. So the two-point conversion fails. 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 6, North Central nothing. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 10 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-olds will enjoy a warm and nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage, or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A little Jason Poe, a lot of Keith and Drury on the opening drive, and Blue Hill stuffs it right down to throats of North Central. They've got a 6-0 lead.
Yeah, they take 3 minutes and 10 seconds off the clock, run 12 plays, and oddly enough, 5 of them to Drury, 4 to Poe. We were talking before the game started, Mike. You said that those are really the two numbers we're going to be keeping an eye on.
Hollenbeck and Palmer drop back deep, and here's the kick. It's going to be a short kick against the wind, fielded by a short man. It's going to be down here at about the 27-yard line. High school football today brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island. You can visit them on the net at DinsdaleAuto.com. So 6-0 is the score here in the Class D1 State High School football playoffs. Blue Hill with a lead over North Central. And now the Knights will start this drive from their own 30-yard line. They will have the wind to their back here in the first quarter, and that's going to be huge because they like to throw the ball around a little bit. Tyler Knox is your quarterback. He comes up here with a spread set. Here's a handoff. Justin Palmer. Palmer around the left end across the 30 out to about the 33-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Luke Feynman for the Blue Hill Bobcats and others. So Palmer picking up about 3 yards in a play, second down and 7. They come up to the line of scrimmage with the spread set. Again, Tyler Knox is a guy who might want to throw the football around, especially going into this direction against the Blue Hill defense. So second down at about 7 yards to go. the Blue and White Knights up against the Blue and Blue Blue Hill Bobcats here this afternoon. Nothing but blue on the field today. Here's a Knox with the ball. Again, they hand it away to Palmer. Good pursuit. Palmer gets outside across the 30-yard line up to the 35, up to about the 36. Gave a lot of ground as Blue Hill had good penetration in there. He brings the ball to the 36-yard line. Palmer short on the play as he is going to be tackled into the play by Keith and Drury for the Blue Hill Bobcats. So third down now for the Knights out of North Central. Team from up around the South Dakota border. Knox County and Keapaha County is what they tell us.
Yeah.
Long way away. They brought a chartered bus down here this afternoon to Blue Hill. Third down at about 3 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 37-yard line and some movement up there on the defensive line, I think, for Blue Hill. They may have jumped offside. It's now illegal procedure. Illegal procedure call here against North Central. That's the first penalty this afternoon. So instead of third down and three, we're going to see third down and eight as the ball is going to be brought back here to about the 32.
And that's one thing. If you're North Central, you cannot be making mistakes in this football game, especially since you've seen now what Blue Hill's going to do, and that's going to be run it down the throats and keep that clock a moving. You got to take every use every single one of your possessions and capitalize on them.
We got about 7.5 minutes to play. As much as we can see down there, 7.5 minutes to play. Third down and 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 32-yard line. Knox wants to throw. Throws it to the far side is incomplete. Incomplete. Feynman was out in coverage. Palmer was the intended receiver for North Central. Incomplete pass. And now North Central, Jimmy Tyson, after giving away the opening possession, it's a three plays and out. They're going to have to punt the football away.
And that's one of those things. You can see how much that penalty hurt them. They were running the option pretty efficiently, picking up some yards. That penalty hurts them. They have to go back for pass, and they're not.
They have nobody back. And here comes the kick. It's going to bounce at about the 10-yard line, and it goes in and out of the end zone. So Blue Hill had nobody back, but they had the wind of the back to the punter, and it goes sailing through the end zone. It's going to be a touchback.
I believe their punter was Knox on the play. So Tyler Knox drops back. He mentioned, Coach Stefan mentioned earlier, that he can drive the bus, he can punt the football, he can throw the football, and he can also do some running. So when you put your quarterback back there, it really forces Blue Hill to play safe on the punt return, and that's exactly what you saw right there.
So on the touchback, Blue Hill will start their second possession at the same spot they started their first possession, from the 15-yard line. Here comes Jason Poe and the Blue Hill Bobcats back out here, already leading in the ball game by a score of 6-0. Drury stays in the backfield, now a 1,000-yard rusher. They pitch the ball to him. Drury here on the near sideline of the 15. He's at the 20-yard line. He's still on his feet out across the 20 to about the 22. So a pickup of 7 yards on the play for Keith and Drury. And the tackle is made in there by Knox for North Central. It's a second down now. Second down about 3 yards to go. Nice pickup there by Keith and Drury.
I got to get back to the swing of things here on the stat sheets, especially in the eight-man football game. I only printed off 20 available carries, so I might have to move a column over here for Keith and Drury. Looks like he might get a few more than 20 carries this game.
He had a bunch on the first drive, a 12-play drive for the Blue Hill Bobcats resulted in the touchdown. There's one right up the gun, a first down or more across the 25 to the 30 to the 31-yard line. Keith and Drury again carries the ball for the Bobcats. Tackle is made in there by the North Central Knights. And in the stop is Justin Palmer. Palmer, a 175-pound, 5'9" senior for North Central. A first down here for the Bobcats as they bring the ball out to the 31-yard line. Ball is on the near side hash. Again, Blue Hill moving from our right to our left here in the first quarter. Against a stiff breeze, northwest winds at 25 miles per hour right in the face of the Bobcats this afternoon. First down and 10, Blue Hill with the ball on their own 31 as they come up to the line of scrimmage. Two tight ends, I formation here as Poe's got his hands under center, looks over the defense, hands it away. Drury again, cuts back 30, 35 to the 40, 35, 30, down the sideline to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Keith and Drury takes it all the way for a touchdown for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Drury gets outside, and it was nothing but scooting down the sidelines.
Just the speed of Drury you saw there, got some great blocking, and then was able to just run in the clear. He had nothing but daylight in front of him. The really thing that looked like it was slowing him down was that fierce wind we've been talking about all day as he battles on in a huge, huge run for the Blue Hill Bobcats. They're back up and going for two.
That was a 49-yard touchdown run by Keith and Drury. They come back up to the line of scrimmage and go for the two-point conversion. They've got a 12-0 lead this afternoon. Poe fires the ball into the end zone. It's going to be tipped and almost intercepted. So the two-point conversion is no good. That one comes with 5 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Blue Hill has had the ball twice here this afternoon. They have scored twice. The two-point conversions have failed. We've got a break now with 5:50 to play here in the first quarter. It's Blue Hill 12 and the North Central 9-0.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
High school football today brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, irrigation and industrial engines, pumps and generators, HuskerPowerProducts.com. So two possessions and two touchdowns for the Bobcats, now only 12-0 score. And it appears that North Central, just from watching them on the opening possession, they can't afford to get down to too many scores and trying to come back in this thing today.
Can't afford to get down too many scores. Got to find the ability to stop Drury. That drive has slightly less time off the clock, slightly less plays as Drury breaks out for a big one. And Blue Hill, like you said, they're off to a two-score lead here this afternoon.
So Blue Hill will kick off here this afternoon. Into the football, it's going to be bounced along the ground and finally gets back to the deep man here at the 15-yard line. That's Palmer back to the 20 to the 25, brought out to about the 28-yard line, and that's where the North Central Knights will start here this afternoon. First down and 10 on their own 28-yard line. They went three plays and out on their opening possession here this afternoon. So high school football today on the breeze. You're listening to the Class D1 State High School football playoffs. The Blue Hill Bobcats and the Knights of North Central squaring off here this afternoon. Actually, the first ball game of the 2014 tournament today at the early start. So here comes the North Central Knights back up to the line of scrimmage. Again, Tyler Knox is their quarterback up under center now as he hands the ball away again to Palmer, right in the teeth of the buzzsaw there as he gets it about a yard, maybe to the 29-yard line as Palmer brings the ball to the 29. A good tackle there. Good gang tackling effort by the Blue Hill Bobcats. And the last guy to get up was Austin Rose. Rose, the linebacker, 185-pound junior for the Bobcats. It's second down. They gave him 2 yards on the play as they brought it close to the 29-yard line. Second down and 8.
Well, I'm just waiting to see if North Central is going to run some of that option. And it looks like here now we're back in shotgun. So we'll see if they can't stretch this defense out a little bit, Mike.
Yeah, wide receivers all over the place. Two to the left side and two to the right side. Knox wants to throw, backs up, pumps once, pulls it back down, throws the ball downfield, and the ball is going to be picked off. It's going to be picked off with a 15-yard line. And back there for the Blue Hill Bobcats was Jason Poe. So Poe is pulling the trigger on the offensive side at quarterback, and he drops back in the deep secondary there and picks off the pass from Tyler Knox, the first turnover on the way of Blue Hill. And guess where they start? For the third time, the 15-yard line.
And that was a ball that Knox had a – he did a pump fake. He threw the ball high up in the air. It looked like it got too much air. Poe was able to get underneath the receiver. If he just would have put a little bit more delivery on that, made it a little bit more crisp, might have been good for a big play for North Central, but it hangs up in the air too long. Poe was able to make a nice defensive play.
And that was an easy interception for Jason Poe. Now he comes back on offense as the quarterback. He's got the ball, pitches the ball back to Drury, hemmed in, now gets away across the 15, down the sideline to the 20, look out, 25, 30. He's off to the races again. He's at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Wow. Keith and Drury gets outside, comes to the near sideline, and goes the distance for the touchdown.
And just another great play by the Blue Hill Bobcats. And I'm giving a lot of credit to, and you mentioned it at the beginning of this football game, the big offensive line that Blue Hill has. They are creating a lot of space for him to run. And Drury just does the rest. His third rushing touchdown on the afternoon, and we're not even out of the first quarter yet.
That was a 65-yard touchdown run for Keith and Drury on the third offensive possession of the ball game for Blue Hill. That one comes with 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first quarter. And Blue Hill will go for a two-point conversion. Jason Poe backs up, wants to throw, now pulls it down. He wants to run. He's at the 5-yard line, cuts back to the 3, to the 2. He dives. He gets in there for the two-point conversion. Jason Poe puts it in with a two-point conversion, so they tack on two more points here in the first quarter of play. And the Bobcats off to a great start here this afternoon. 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with a score of Blue Hill 20, North Central nothing.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school football today brought to you in part by Ag Excel, your precision fertilizer application experts located in Kearney or online at agxcel.com. Ag Excel, where precision meets the soil.
And speaking of precision, that's Keith and Drury's running ability today for the Blue Hill Bobcats. He's got 161 yards. We're not even out of the first quarter.
Wow. Three touchdowns already for Drury and Blue Hill. It's 20-0 to score against North Central. Here's the run back now for the Knights across the 25 to 30. He's going to take it the distance all the way down to the 20, 15, 10, 5 touchdown. Andrew Hollenbeck, Blue Hill had him pretty much hemmed in, and he breaks out of the group there, and he takes the distance for a touchdown. So Andrew Hollenbeck comes back the other way for the Knights, and they say, hey, just wait 1 minute here. We're still in the ballgame.
And that was a great effort by Hollenbeck on that run back. He's able to take the football. And like you said, I was starting to write down where North Central was going to be down and distance at, getting ready for the drive chart. And next thing you know, we look up, and he's broken free off those Blue Hill defenders, just not able to bring him down. And he's a big boy sitting there at 180 pounds, and he's able to break free.
So he scores with 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play officially here in the first quarter. So now it's a 20-6 ball game. And now we're going to have an extra point attempt here for North Central. This is Tyler Knox to attempt the extra point. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick goes sailing toward the uprights. It is good. So North Central is on the scoreboard here this afternoon as they score on the ensuing kickoff following the Drury 65-yard touchdown run. And with 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play now in the first quarter, the score is Blue Hill 20, North Central 7.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So officially a 63-yard kickoff return by Andrew Hollenbeck, the PAT, good, and it's a 20-7 ball game.
Just the play that the North Central Knights needed to get back into this football game. I mean, listen, you're down by 20 points in this football game. We talked with Coach Stephanie. He said that they couldn't get down early. They needed a big momentum-shifting play, and then they got one with that kick return. Huge, huge play for the Knights on special teams.
They had to, because they haven't shown us anything on offense so far today. Dropping back deep now for Blue Hill is going to be Jason Poe. He goes back deep, as well as I think Alec Meyer is standing inside the five-yard line. Poe goes to the far side, and Meyer comes to the near side. The ball's going to be kicked over the head of everybody back there. I think the team that's going to kick off from this side is going to have no problems drilling the ball into the end zone this afternoon with winds gusting to 30.
I've never bragged about the strength of my leg, Mike, but I think I might be able to get the ball out of the back of the end zone with this stiff breeze. Look at the flags and on the top of the goalpost. They are just straight at attention here.
The goalpost actually moving as we look out on the field here this afternoon at Blue Hill. That's how strong the winds are. And Blue Hill's got that right in their face here for the remaining three-plus minutes or four-plus minutes. We're down to 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Blue Hill will start this drive again for the fourth time today from the 15-yard line. Jason Poe with the ball at the 20. Jason Poe brings it to the 23-yard line. So Poe, the ball carrier there, the quarterback for the Blue Hill Bobcats, brings the ball up to about the 23. A pickup of 8 yards on the play. Tackle is made in there by the Knights, and that's Justin Dermott again. Dermott, 6'1", 200 pounds, and a senior for the Knights.
We got a pretty easy job calling Blue Hill football. Is it going to be 5 or is it going to be 24? Between Poe and Drury, 191 yards rushing.
They actually got another guy in the backfield now. That's Austin Rose. He's to the right of Poe, and he's going to get the ball faked to him at least. Here's Poe with the ball as he takes it around the right end as he brings it to about the 25, 26-yard line. Should be enough for a first down. Yeah, they've got Rose in the backfield, but he's been kind of the decoy so far as Drury and Jason Poe have done all the damage for the Blue Hill Bobcats. We're in the first quarter. Blue Hill is out on top here in the Class D1 State High School Football Playoffs. 20-7 is the score as North Central scores on a long kickoff return. Officially 63 yards after Keith and Drury took it 65 the other way for the Bobcats. Blue Hill has done their damage on the offensive side of the ball here this afternoon. There's a handoff now to Rose as he's going to get a carry. Rose across the 25 onto about the 29-yard line. So the big guy for Blue Hill doesn't get a lot of carries, but Austin Rose, he carries it there. Rose, 185 pounds and a junior. Austin Rose has carried the ball 14 times this year. That's number 15 right there. He had 62 yards coming into the football game here this afternoon. Picks up a couple of yards there. Second down at about 8 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 28-yard line. Blue Hill moving from our right to our left here in this first quarter. We're down to 3 minutes to play in the opening period. 20-7 is the score. Blue Hill has got the lead. Bobcats laid up to the line of scrimmage now. Spread set. Two running backs in the backfield. Poe pitches the ball back to Drury. Drury across the 25 to the 30. Out to about the 33-yard line. Keith and Drury on a quick pitch to the wide side of the field. Brings the ball to the 33. Tackle is made in there by the North Central Knights. And on the stop for North Central is number 21, Justin Palmer, the 175-pound outside linebacker. So it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down at about 3 or 4 yards to go now. The ball resting between the 33 and the 34-yard line. Poe comes to the sideline to get a quick chat there with head coach Scott Porter. Returns back to the offensive huddle and now calls the play. Comes up to the line of scrimmage. They got a wide receiver. Well, they got two tight ends this time. Two running backs in the backfield. Poe with the ball. Quarterback keeper around the right end. 35 to the 40. He's at the 35 down to the 32-yard line. Jason Poe picks up the first down and more down to the 32. And now we got a black dog that is running loose on the field here this afternoon. He is now down the near sideline to the 25. He's now going to be run out of bounds. A black dog comes out of nowhere, and he runs it down the near sideline. You can catch it tonight, I'm sure, on Ed Littler Sports. He's very intrigued by the black dog who is now running to the field. It's going to be a first down here for Blue Hill. They've got the ball in the North Central territory at the 33-yard line. Poe up under center. Nope, he's in the shotgun set. He's going to hand the ball away to Drury. Hurdles a man, still on his feet to the 25, down to the 23. Penalty flags go down. Just as Drury got the handoff, a penalty flag goes down. Illegal motion here against Blue Hill. That'll come back. I think the fans are more intrigued by the black dog than what's happening on the football field here this afternoon.
He had some pretty good wheels.
Great wheels, but he kind of ducked outside and then he ran out of bounds. He had clear running territory all the way downfield. He had no problems getting into the end zone, but for some reason he decides to take the easy route and he just comes out of bounds here at about the 23-yard line.
Might have been some Scooby snacks over there on the sideline, getting close to the concessions.
So a 5-yard penalty marched off on the Bobcats here this afternoon. Brings the ball all the way back to the 38-yard line where Blue Hill will be looking at first down and 15 yards to go. Bobcats have the lead today by a score of 20-7 over North Central. They're in the Class D1 State High School Football Playoffs. Here's a running play to Rose as Rose brings the ball across the 35 down to about the 33-yard line. So a short pickup there. Tackle is made in there again by Justin Dermott. Well, he's been on a ton of tackles already for North Central. He's on the defensive line. He makes another stop there. Pick up a 4 yards in a play by Rose. Second down and 11 yards to go. We're in the first quarter. We've got a minute and 15 seconds to play. With Blue Hill out on top this afternoon by the score of 20-7. Wide receiver is Jaden Hamill. He splits out to the left side of the formation. Band comes in the slot as well. That's going to be Drury to the left side. He comes back in motion. And now he's going to block for Poe. He's going to run the football around that right end. He's hitting down. He goes. Just a short pickup, maybe 1 or 2 yards. A good defensive stand there by North Central. Tackle is made in there by the Knights, and that's Tyler Knox leading the defensive charges there for North Central. Poe takes it down to about the 31. So now Blue Hill will be looking at a third down situation here. Third down at about 8 yards to go. Late in the first quarter.
Well, North Central's already made some adjustments. They're starting to put much more in the box. I mean, it almost looks like the equivalent of an all-out blitz package in 11-man football when you have everybody lining up there defensively. It is clear and obvious they are focused on just stopping this rushing attack this afternoon. And
Jason Poe can throw the football around, yeah. I might add. He's completed 54% of his passes. He's thrown 92 times this year. Probably not in this direction, though. Poe's going to hand the ball away again to Drury. 30. He's down to the 25-yard line, and he leans forward. He's going to be very close to the first down as he is down at about the 23. Blue Hill is looking at about a third down and seven situation. They just go straight ahead right in the teeth of the buzzsaw with Keith and Drury. The officials look to the far sideline as they line things up, and they're going to bring in the chains off of the far side. High school football today brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Catch them online at dinsdaleauto.com. So Blue Hill has got the lead here this afternoon. The score is 20-7 over North Central. The Bobcats have scored each time they have touched the ball here this afternoon as they stretch out the chains, and Blue Hill is going to be about 6 or 7 inches short. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation. I'm sure this is four down territory. Obviously, you can't kick it going into this direction. So it's four down territory. They've got the ball down here at about the 23-and-a-half-yard line. When you got Keith and Drury in that offensive line up there for the Bobcats at 300 and 315 and 220 pounds, I like your chances.
Well, I mean, even if you're looking at a good special teams, even if you're looking at a good kicker, there's no way you're going to be able to kick into this win. So that'll be a good decision here by Scott Porter's troops here. I think they're going to call a timeout.
No, they're actually going to let the play clock and the game clock run all the way down to zero. So we'll head down to the other direction and try it with the win. To the back now, the quarterback for Blue Hill, Jason Poe. First quarter in the books today in our high school football Class D1 matchup here this afternoon. The state high school football playoffs after one. Blue Hill has got the lead. Is Blue Hill 20 and North Central 7.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school football this afternoon on The Breeze, brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, Irrigation and Industrial Engines, Pumps and Generators, HuskerPowerProducts.com. 20-7 to score. Blue Hill with a lead after first quarter.
And Blue Hill, the first quarter numbers here. Let's just check some of these first quarter numbers. Keith and Drury is having one heck of a show for the Blue Hill Bobcats. He has 172 rushing yards on 11 carries. Blue Hill in total, they've ran 21 plays, all rushing attempts for 224 yards. And, of course, the you look at North Central Knights here, they've ran three plays for 9 yards. But the big play, that special teams kickoff return that they had there towards the later part of the first quarter, that's really kept them in this football game.
So Drury, 172 yards in the first quarter alone for the Blue Hill Bobcats, well over 1,000 now for the season. Blue Hill on fourth down and a yard to go. Here's Poe. He just goes straight ahead. I'll tell you what, they had a push there from a North Central, but I think on second effort, Poe is going to pick up the first down around the 22-yard line.
And yeah, North Central was able to get, and we're going to see a first down there from the referee. But yes, he gets stood up there in the middle. He's able to be able to bounce it outside, kind of twist to the outside, and get the 1 yard that he needed for the first down for Blue Hill. This drive stays alive.
So Blue Hill has started all their drives today from the 15-yard line. They have scored on three of them. This is their fourth possession of the first half here against North Central. They've got the ball down here at about the 22-yard line. Now moving from our left to our right with a wing to the back. Poe is going to carry the ball around the left end across the 20. Hurdles him out at the 15. Takes the ball down to the 13-yard line. Still on his feet. They bring him down around the 11. They couldn't bring down Jason Poe that time. He hurdles a man. A couple of knights hop on his back, and finally they bring him down around the 11-yard line. A pickup of 9 yards in a play by Jason Poe, the quarterback. So a good run there by Poe as Blue Hill is marching toward the end zone again for the fourth time here this afternoon. 20-7, Blue Hill has got the lead. Wide receiver splits out to the left side of the formation now. That's Alec Eisman who's into the ball game now. He's a wide receiver to the left side, wide receiver to the right side, as Blue Hill might want to throw the ball now with their win to the back of their quarterback. Here's Jason Poe. He backs up, holds on to it. He throws it. The ball is going to be, is it caught down there? Did he hang on to it? A diving attempt made for it, and they say, yeah, he caught it. Down around the 2 or 3 yard line, he catches the ball down there. And grabbing it down there for Blue Hill was Luke Feynman. Luke Feynman catches the ball from Jason Poe. Now they say it touched the ground. Or did they? It's going to be a third down. They did say he caught the ball.
And then they reversed their decision. There's no instant replay in eight-man football.
They said he caught it, but now the ground evidently. So they're going to have a third down and one situation down here. Third down and one. The ball is down here at about the 11-yard line. His hand the ball away to Drury. He slides through there. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. So if he can't throw it, might as well run it. He moves it in from about to 12 yards out officially as Drury goes straight ahead into the end zone for the score. And it's now 26-7 in favor of Blue Hill.
Four touchdowns for Blue Hill on four consecutive drives. It's been all Keith and Drury. Another touchdown for the Blue Hill Bobcats, and he is just having one heck of a football game here this Thursday afternoon.
Off to a great start. He's going to be near 200 yards here in the first half alone. Again, Blue Hill is going to line up for a two-point conversion. They are 1-for-3 on two-point tries here so far this afternoon. Poe has got wide receivers to the left and to the right. Jason Poe backs up. He just tosses it over the middle. Feynman grabs the ball, and Feynman is into the end zone for the two-point conversion. So the two-point conversion from Poe to Feynman is good. And hold on a second. We got a penalty flag clear on the far side of the field in the end zone. So they signaled the two-point conversion was good, but we got a penalty flag down in the end zone here. Here comes the officials to make the call. It's going to be an interference call on Blue Hill. So wipe that two-point conversion off of the board here, and the Bobcats went off to try it from about the, 18-yard line.
I'm trying to kind of see where it was in the back corner of the end zone. The play was actually coming up over the middle. I'm trying to decide where that pass interference might have came from. Kind of a weird place to interfere with somebody if you know the pass play is going across the middle.
So it's going to be a pass interference call against Blue Hill. Now they'll try the two-point conversion from the 18-yard line. And we got to four wide receivers out. Four wide receivers out here on this pattern. Here comes Poe. He backs up. He throws the ball again into the end zone. That one was overthrown. Trying to get the ball to Keith and Drury. So the two-point conversion is no good. So four possessions here for the Blue Hill Bobcats. They miss on the two-point conversion. We've got a timeout. We're in the second quarter of play now with 10 minutes and 41 seconds to play. It's Blue Hill 26, North Central 7.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student-athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will Tyson and Ronnie back here in Blue Hill. Lawrence Nelson and Giltner coming up tonight here on the Breeze. Rematch of a ball game just a week ago, won by Giltner easily. 6:30 for the pregame show tonight. 7 o'clock for the kickoff. Lawrence Nelson and Giltner tonight on the Breeze. Here comes the kickoff. And that one, not only through the end zone, it bounced off of the crossbar 10 yards deep in the end zone.
You can see where kicking is a huge factor on this side of the football field. Mike, the Blue Hill special teams was struggling just to get the football up in the air on the kickoffs in the first quarter. They turn around, and he almost puts that one straight through the pipes.
Unbelievable. The winds continue to blow here this afternoon, aiding the team moving from our left to our right. And unfortunately for North Central, you're down in the ball game, and now you're into the wind here this afternoon. There's a handoff that just goes straight ahead for a couple of yards. Carrying the ball there for North Central is the guy who brought back the kickoff return in the first quarter, Andrew Hollenbeck. He picks up about 4 yards in a play, brings the ball to the 19-yard line. Second down and 6 yards to go. Blue Hill now in defense. This has been a very good defense all year long, and they've done a good job today, allowing just 7 points. Actually, they didn't even allow it. That was on the kickoff return. So here comes the North Central Knights dressed in their blue and white uniforms. They go with a wide set. Now a man comes in motion back toward the quarterback. They're going to hand the ball away to him. That's going to be Palmer with the ball. Palmer takes it around the right end. He does not have much running room over there as he brings the ball to the 21. A pickup of a couple of yards in a play in North Central. Still looking at a third down and long situation. Third down and about 4 yards to go. The night offense has not been very productive here this afternoon.
And it's one of those things I'm waiting to see Tyler Knox do, really bring that option to the outside, possibly, again, try to stretch the Blue Hill defense a little bit. So far, they've been unable to do that in this football game.
So here comes Knox up on third down and about 3 yards to go. This is a straight I formation here in eight-man football. Reaches out, There's a, he wants to wind up. He throws it downfield. He's got a man out here. It's caught at the Blue Hill 32 across the 30 down to the 26-yard line. Nobody back that time for the Bobcats as they get the ball downfield. A man was wide open. That was a Cash Cosgrove. Cosgrove takes the ball down to the Blue Hill 25-yard line. So a breakdown, Tyler, I think, in the defensive secondary there for Blue Hill after the Knights have shown they couldn't throw the football so far. They kind of lulled them to sleep there, and Cosgrove was wide open.
Yeah, and it was just one of those situations where the Central offensive line able to buy Knox enough time to scramble around a little bit to find an open receiver. You give a wide receiver enough time, he's going to find some green space.
Knox is up under center. He fakes the ball. Now he wants to run it around the left end, 25 to the 20, still on his feet, down to about the 17-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Jaden Hamill for the Blue Hill Bobcats, but now North Central is starting to move the football on offense here today. They didn't show us anything going against the winner in the first quarter. Now they got their winner in the back, and they're moving the football. Second down at about 3 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 18-yard line of Blue Hill. Man goes in motion now. They fake the ball to him. Here's Knox with the ball around the left end. 15 comes outside to the 10-yard line. He's going to be brought down there. Knox, the ball carrier. Tackle is made in there by Luke Feynman for the Blue Hill defense. Knox is going to pick up a first down, and now it's going to be a first down and goal. We'll see where they spot the football just outside the 10. The nose of the football is sitting at the 10-yard line, so technically this is first down and 10 from about the 10.5. Knox has got a spread set, wide receivers left and right. Blue Hill has got the lead. There's a pitch back. It comes back to Holland back. This time he's hitting down. He goes. End of the stop there for Blue Hill was a Drury. A loss in the play back here at about the 14-yard line. A loss of 3 yards in the play, second down and 13.
I was almost going to say, I'm wondering if the North Central Knights aren't tuned into the Breeze 94.5 this afternoon. I said I wanted to see Knox get involved a little bit more in the passing game and a little bit more into the offense. And sure enough, a couple really good runs. He's up to 17 yards rushing the football, 35 yards passing, and all been on this drive.
Obviously, you can do more going in the direction with a wind at your back here. Here's a Knox. Here's a handoff. Right side, it's going to be Palmer with the ball. Palmer trying to get outside, and this time he's going to be hitting down. He goes, he doesn't have much room over there. Tackle is made by Austin Rose for Blue Hill. So now it's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down here for North Central. They're actually going into the win in this direction. They had the winner. They're back in the first quarter of play. So they completed that pass into the win, which is pretty impressive. Long pass play on this drive, but so far it hasn't netted too much. They've lost a couple of yards since then.
This feels like a drive that North Central really has to cash in here on, Mike.
Third down and about 13 yards to go from the 13.5-yard line of Blue Hill, and now North Central is going to call a timeout. So we've got a timeout here in the second quarter of play. We've got 7 minutes to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 26, North Central 7.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means a planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Wilson, Senator Ronick back here in Blue Hill this afternoon. The start of the state high school football playoffs in Class D1. The winner of this ball game will go on to face the winner of the game going on between Shelton and Hemingford. That one is just now getting underway. We've got that one for you on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN this afternoon. Third down and 13 yards to go. Knox wants to throw. He's under pressure. He backs up to the 25-yard line. He is hit, and he throws the ball to the far side. That could be a penalty. The Hankies stay in the back pockets, but good penetration there, and nearly getting the sack was Austin Rose for Blue Hill. He was already back to the 25-yard line, but just throws the ball away. It's an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up a fourth down and 13 situation.
It was good awareness by Tyler Knox to know where he was in the pocket to be able to scramble out to give himself just enough time to throw the football away. But again, great defensive penetration there by Blue Hill, and this would be a huge, huge stop as they're going to go for it on fourth.
Now fourth down from just outside the 13-yard line. Knox wants to throw, and he's going to run it himself. He's at the 15. He's at the 10-yard line. To the 5-yard line, comes to the near side. He reaches out there, and he does not get there. Remember, they had to take it down inside the 1 yard line for a possible first down as this drive started from just outside the 10. Now the officials put the ball down and he's nowhere close. Actually, that's Blue Hill ball, and that is a great defensive stand by the Blue Hill Bobcats.
And it was a great play by the defensive backfield, just waiting. They knew where he was. He was aware of the football field. He had his feet between the goal line, that first down marker. They were playing to protect the sticks, and they did. Great stop, great head field tackle, bringing down Tyler Knox. But now they got a lot of field to go here.
Yeah, the ball is now between the 2 and 3 yard line here as Jason Poe comes back out. He hands the ball away to Drury again as he just goes straight ahead out to about the 4 yard line. So out to about the 4 yard line, a pickup of 2 yards on the play there. They're going to have to be careful down here. You don't want to commit a stupid mistake and let North Central back into the football game. So second down and 8 yards to go. We're late in the second quarter. Blue Hill has got the lead 26-7 over North Central. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Blue Hill has scored on each of their possessions so far. They've had 4 possessions. They have scored 4 times.
I don't know if they know what to do, though. They're not starting on the 15-yard line. This is a new territory for them.
Second down and 8 yards to go from the 4 yard line. Here's Jason Poe as he brings the ball up to the 10, out to the about the 11 yard line. So Jason Poe on the quarterback keeper brings the ball to about the 11 yard line. Tackle is made in there by Chris Coulter. Coulter, 5'8", 160 pounds, and a senior for the Knights of North Central. So third down now for Blue Hill. Third down and about 2 yards to go. Clock is running. We got 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Blue Hill has got the lead over North Central. 26-7. The only score for the Knights has been on a kickoff return of some 60 yards plus back there in the first quarter. Here's Jason Poe up under center. He turns and he's going to run the ball down the line of scrimmage. He's going to carry it himself out to the 15-yard line. That's going to be enough for a first down. So Jason Poe gets the first down. Again, the tackle is made by Chris Coulter for North Central, but they move the sticks on the far side as Poe brings the ball to the 15-yard line. So they keep it on the ground. They just grind it out there from the 2-yard line. They're up to the 15.
From, you know, looking back at that pass drive for North Central, really disappointing for them, I'm sure, not to be able to put up some points because it was a good long drive that took a lot of time off the clock. So to come away with that and knowing that Blue Hill's going to keep the ball on the ground and keep the clock moving as well, it just kind of doubles the disappointment on that last drive for the North Central Knights.
Yeah, 26-14, you're still in the ballgame. Mm-hmm. But Blue Hill still got plenty of time to make it down the field here and make it ugly at halftime. 4:55 to play now in the second quarter. I think this is what Scott Porter is thinking. He's got the wind to his back here. He wants to maybe go down and grab another touchdown before halftime. We'll take a break. 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the second quarter from Blue Hill this afternoon. The Bobcats have the lead. Blue Hill 26, North Central 7.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Another score in from Class D1. It's Hemingford out on top of Shelton, 14-0. They are early in the ball game, so Hemingford, one of the top teams in Class D1, out on top of Shelton early, 14-0. The winner of this ball game will play the winner of that one coming up next week.
You want to draw straws to see who has to go to Hemingford with me? That's a good drive.
I don't even know where Hemingford's at. First down and 10 yards to go here for Blue Hill from the 15-yard line. Here's Jason Poe. He gets outside. Penalty flags go down as Poe is ridden out of bounds to the 21. Over here for North Central is Hollenbeck. I think we're going to have a holding call here for Blue Hill. That's normally what you see when you're trying to spring a guy down the sideline. As Jason Poe got to the near side, there's the indication there's going to be a hold on the Blue Hill. So the Bobcats have not been penalized too many times, a couple of times here in the first half, but this one will wipe off a nice run by Jason Poe. He had the ball up around the 20-yard line. We got under 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Blue Hill has got the lead by a score of 26-7 over the North Central Knights. There's the holding call. The indication that's going to bring the ball back inside the 10-yard line to put it down to about the 9, so a long way to go. That's going to bring up a first down situation. Giltner and Lawrence Nelson coming up tonight here on the Breeze. That one kicks off at 7 o'clock in Giltner. Greg Eckert will have that one for you tonight on The Breeze, beginning with the New Tech Seeds pregame show at 6:30 tonight. There's a handoff to Keith and Drury, is hit once, and Keith and Drury spins away, trying to get away, and they blow him dead here. They blow him dead at the 10-yard line. Tell you what, he was fighting for some additional yardage there, and he maybe could have sprung that baby loose.
I think he was just about free, right as they blew the whistle dead. Now, of course, you know, might have been a bang-bang situation. The defender might have heard the whistle, then let go of him. But it looked like he just sprang free there at the last minute. And much to the dismay of the Blue Hill fans, they wanted to see a big touchdown run.
One of the very few times that North Central has been able to stop this guy for little or no gain. That one was about a half a yard, and that is it. Keith and Drury had a big, big first quarter here for the Blue Hill Bobcats as he rushed for 172 yards in the first quarter alone. It's now a second down and long situation for Blue Hill. They've got the ball on their own 10-yard line. Drury comes in motion. They fake the ball to him. Poe wants to throw. Airs out down the right sideline. Feynman is out here, and he almost makes a one-handed catch, and a penalty flag goes down at the 30-yard line. Jason Poe nearly pulls that in one-handed. If that's a pass interference call, that's going to be a tough one on North Central.
It looked like it was pretty well defended. Now, however, he did reach out for that with one hand. When I didn't have the right angle on it. They were turned to our backs.
Interference is going to go on the other way. Wow. It's going on Feynman. So he pass interference call on Feynman instead of defensive pass interference. Is going to be offensive pass interference. Didn't see that one either.
And that's their second offensive pass interference call. And what you mentioned, Blue Hill playing a pretty good, clean game so far. That's their fourth penalty. And unfortunately, for the Blue Hill, backs the bump even farther. You mentioned you don't want to make any mistakes. And now we see they're making a few mistakes here.
They're going to wipe off, but they're going to decline the penalty. So they'll take the down. They had that last pass interference on the two-point conversion the last time they scored. So now Blue Hill is looking at a third down situation, third down and a long way to go from their own 10-yard line, about 15 yards to go. They got to bring the ball to the 25. Poe's going to throw it down the other side, down the left sideline, and Drury almost makes the catch down the left sideline, and it's going to be knocked out of his hands. A good defensive play there by the secondary of North Central. That was Palmer back there for North Central, Justin Palmer. He's got some good wheels. He went stride for stride down the far sideline with Keith and Drury, so he knocks that ball away. He's going to bring up a fourth down situation, fourth down and 15. So for the first time today, Blue Hill is going to have to punt the football away, and they may bang this out to the next county. Justin Palmer drops back to his own 20-yard line. Dropping back deep is going to be Cody Manns for Blue Hill. He's about 7 yards deep in the end zone. Here's the kick away. He's going to stay here in this county. It's going to bounce at the 30-yard line, and now takes a Blue Hill bounce. 15-10 to the 5-yard line. Can they get there? They're down around the goal line to down it. Did they get there? Wow, yes, they did. Are you kidding me? They down the football down at the 1-yard line. And down there for Blue Hill is Jaden Hamill to fall on it. So they get the roll. It actually bounced them out to 35 and took a Blue Hill roll. It falls dead at the 1-yard line. And Hamill was down there to down the football for Blue Hill. So now North Central is down here on their own end with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play in an offense that has really struggled here in the first half of play.
Kind of a Bill Buckner situation where the ball just took a bad hop away from him and rolled all the way down. And then I got the feeling the ball was starting to slow down. Great coverage, though, by Blue Hill on that play to down it at the 1-yard line. They've got 79 yards to drive here, North Central does.
Tyler Knox just hands the ball away looking for some breathing rooms. They go straight ahead there. Running the football maybe for a yard was Andrew Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck, 180 pounds, 5'8", and a senior for a North Central. So the Knights just looking for a first down or two. Now Blue Hill is still thinking points, even on defense here, if they can pin these guys back deep, make them punt into the wind here. They'll have good field position, maybe put some points on the scoreboard before halftime. 26-7 is the score. Blue Hill has got the lead today in the Class D1 State High School football playoffs. Knox under center. They're going to hand the ball away, and a lot of confusion there as Blue Hill smothers that one. Looked like the quarterback wanted the ball back there, but Hollenbeck grabs it, and he's going to be stacked up for a little, if any, gain. So they're still back to the 1-yard line. Looks like Knox wanted the football back, but Hollenbeck grabs it, and he was snowed under by the defense.
And if Knox would have got the football back, he had a guy springing to his side as well with Palmer. Would have been able to pitch that ball or maybe keep it himself for a big gain. But as you mentioned, some confusion there on the play, triple option type of style play, and Hollenbeck takes it up the field for no gain.
It's going to bring up a third down and 10 now from the 1 yard line. They throw the ball to the far side. It's caught here at about the 3 yard line, but Feynman is right there to bring him down. So just a short gain as they throw the ball out to the far side. That's Michael Ripley out there who catches the ball for the North Central Knights. They're actually going to give him a pickup of a couple of yards in a play out to about the 5 yard line. But now, just like we talked to Tyson, the Blue Hills going to call a timeout to conserve some time here in the second quarter and make North Central kick the ball into the wind here with a minute and 55 seconds to play in the second quarter. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 26, North Central 7.
For all your auto body needs, see Jordaning Body Shop in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop takes the hassle out of getting your car fixed after an accident. They do complete body work as well as glass installation, and insurance jobs are welcome. Whether it's a small ding or a major fender bender, let Jordaning Body Shop take care of it. 414 West Saline in Blue Hill. Jordaning Body Shop, wishing the Blue Hill Bobcats good luck.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will, Tyson, and Ronick back here in Blue Hill this afternoon. Class D1 State High School football coverage on the Breeze. So after a good defensive stand, three plays and out, North Central now have to kick the football. Line of scrimmage, we're going to call it, is the 5.5 yard line. So they'll be kicking into the wind here. But just under 2 minutes to play in the second quarter, Knox is the punter. He's deep in his own end zone here. Now we got a
penalty flag.
Penalty flag is down. It was a fourth down situation. Here's an illegal substitution being whistled on to North Central. So illegal substitution on North Central. That's going to cost them some more yardage. Remember, this drive started at their own one-yard line after a great punt by Blue Hill that was down by Hamill down here at the one. They've got the ball right now at the two. So Knox is right back in the end line of his end zone. Blue Hill has actually nobody back here. They're going to go maybe for a punt block as Knox is waiting for the snap. He's going to kick the ball and goes straight up in the air. And it's going to bounce here at about the 35, but takes a nice roll here for North Central across the 40. That's going to be down at the 45-yard line. So Blue Hill had nobody back. I don't know why. Tell you what, they would have got a great return. They went for the punt block instead. So Blue Hill has got the ball at the 45-yard line. Actually, the 35-yard line.
I'm a little confused. It's not like you're going to run a fake from being on. I mean, you're on your own goal line. North Central's not going to fool you. They don't send anybody back.
They really didn't have too much pressure on Knox either.
Yeah.
They got the nice roll across midfield, the 40-yard line to about the 35. So Blue Hill is 45 yards away from the goal line here in the second quarter, already leading by the score of 26-7. Here's a Jason Poe back up under center. Hands the ball to Drury. Drury at the 35, tries to cut back. Then he's going to be brought down at the 38-yard line. So a pickup of about 3 yards in a play by Drury. Contact and the tackle made by Justin Dearmont again for the North Central Knights. Give Drury a pickup of a couple of yards. So after running wild in the first quarter, North Central has pretty well kept Drury under control here in period number two.
He's only got, he's had three carries here. He's only got 18 yards to show for after a 172-yard first quarter. Again, just 18 yards to show.
Jaden Hamill is your wide receiver, split to the right side. I formation here for Blue Hill on second down and 8 yards to go. Drury gets the call again, and again he's going to be chopped down at about the 39-yard line. Tackle is made in this time by Tyler Knox for North Central. So a couple of running plays by Drury. He's got a net of about 4 yards. Third down and 6 yards to go. Down for Blue Hill. Clock is running. We're in the second quarter of play. Now with under a minute to go. Blue Hill with a lead, 26-7 over North Central. And now the Bobcats go with their spread set. Wide receivers all over the place. Empty backfield for Jason Poe. Poe's got the ball, rocks it across the middle. It's going to be tipped. That's going to be nearly intercepted. Tipped and almost intercepted, trying to come across the middle there to Hamill. The ball nearly picked off by Andrew Hollenbeck for the North Central Knights. And now Blue Hill goes three plays and out. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation now for the Bobcats. Fourth down and about 6 yards to go. Clock is stopped with 36 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Manns comes back out, and now dropping back deep is going to be Hollenbeck for the Knights of North Central. He's not going to have a prayer grabbing this one. He's standing at his own 7 yard line back to watch this one go sailing over as well. Let's see. Not a very good kick. He's going to look up there. He's going to bounce at about the 5 yard line, and it's going to get into the end zone and out. And it's going to be a touchback, and North Central have the ball on the touchback. I thought Vans would bang that one clear out of the end zone with a wind to his back, but It went up into the air. He tried to pin him back deep, but it gets into the end zone.
Trying for that little pooch kick and almost taking another Blue Hill bounce, but it was just too far back to the end zone there as that one does go out. And so North Central's, got about 27 seconds, and surely not expecting them to go put it in the air here with the wind right in their face, are you?
I would think they would just be content with trailing 26-7. Don't want to do anything stupid down here on this end of the field to give Blue Hill any more momentum that they've already got. Here's a Knox with the ball. The quarterback is going to run it around the right end. He's going to be brought down into play after a couple of yard gain. Tackle is made in there by Dylan Bushow for the Blue Hill Bobcats, a 6 foot, 175-pound junior. Now we got a penalty flag down. Penalty flag down is going to stop the clock here. Officials conferring as they come over to make the call here. It's going to be a personal foul against the North Central. So that's going to back them up toward their own goal line. And checking the clock here in the second quarter, it reads 21 seconds to go. Blue Hill has got the lead here in this Class D1 State High School football game. 26-7 is the score. And at last check, it was Hemingford out on top of Shelton, 14-0. They were in the first quarter of play out in Hemingford today. Winner of that ball game and the winner of this one will play in the second round of the state playoffs next week. Now they give the indication, the personal foul called on the North Central Knights. And that's going to march them back toward their own goal line as they set the ball down here at about the 8-yard line. So first down and long for North Central.
I certainly didn't see anything that indicated any kind of extracurricular activity. Maybe it was something that the referee heard. Maybe, I don't know. Certainly didn't see anything on that last play.
Here's a Knox. He wants to throw the football. He fakes to the left side. He's still got the ball as he airs it out down the right sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Ball is knocked down by Hamill. Jaden Hamill was back there for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Pass came to the right sideline. Cash Cosgrove was the intended receiver for North Central. So an incomplete pass. Now with 12.3 seconds to play, the Knights of North Central will have the ball here. Line of scrimmage is around about the 8-yard line or so. They come up to the line of scrimmage now. Here's a Knox up under center. He looks over the defense, grabs the ball, and he hands it away. A straight-ahead running play here just to run up the rest of the clock here. Running the football there was Hollenbecker. Check that, Justin Palmer. Justin Palmer carrying the ball for a couple of yards. And that's going to be the end of the first half of play. So the first half in the books here this afternoon in the Class D1 State High School football playoffs from Blue Hill. The Bobcats putting 20 points on the board in the first quarter alone as Keith and Drury rush for 170 yards in the opening period. They add one more in quarter number two, and the Bobcats have the lead here at halftime of this football game. The score is Blue Hill 26, North Central 7. You're listening to High School Football Today on The Breeze.
We're the UK Boys Superstore. Our Men's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will, Tyson Evrani back in Blue Hill this afternoon. The Class D1 State High School football playoff game between the Blue Hill Bobcats and the North Central Knights. At the break, 26-7, Blue Hill has got the lead. Our halftime show is brought to you by the Allen Superstore in Hastings. Check this week's specials in your local paper or online at allensuperstore.com. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So all Blue Hill so far in this football game. North Central has shown little, if any, offense here in this contest so far. Their only touchdown was on the special teams as Andrew Hollenbeck returned the kickoff 63 yards for the score. Other than that, the Blue Hill has pretty well dominated this football game, Tyson, both offensively and defensively. And Keithan Drury has been the main man for the Bobcats here in this first half of play.
Well, you're exactly right, Mike. And Keithan Drury, 172 yards just in the first quarter alone, as he has accounted for the four touchdowns for the Blue Hill Bobcats here. All four, including a couple big breakout runs to the outside, a 49-yard touchdown run, a 65-yard touchdown run. All in total at the halftime number, Drury has 189 yards. Slowed down a little bit there from the North Central defense. Maybe just tired and needing this halftime break to get wind back under his sails. But 189 yards in the first half alone, four rushing touchdowns, a really impressive show from Keithan Drury. Then when the ball's not in Keithan Drury's hands, it's typically in Poe's hands. As Jason Poe has also rushed for, he's had 12 rushing attempts for 65 yards. And then Rose getting a few carries as well. Austin Rose is three carries for 8 yards. He only came into the game with 14 rushes, so that puts him at 17 carries on the season. He's got 8 yards so far this afternoon. As far as passing the ability, well, they haven't really needed it, but Jason Poe has dropped back 3 times, all for incompletions. But also 2 offensive pass interference calls as well, so that wiped a couple of those completions. And then the one that just did not get reviewed, the replay officials determined it didn't need to get reviewed when he hit the ground. So 0 for 3 on passing attempts. And again, 270 rushing yards for the Blue Hill Bobcats on 30 attempts this afternoon. For the North Central Knights, well, Blue Hill's front defensive line is playing very good football, because at the halftime, North Central's had 13 rushing attempts for only 46 yards. Tyler Knox, the quarterback, really kind of stealing the show there for rushing the football. He's had 3 carries for 31 yards. We'll see if North Central doesn't get him a little bit more involved here in the second half. They're going to get their wind at their back, and he's certainly shown the ability to throw the football. He's 2 of 5 for 37 yards, including that big 35-yard pass to Cosgrove back in the second quarter that the North Central Knights weren't able to cash in on. And I go back to that drive, Mike. If North Central is able to cash in on that drive, we are looking at a completely different ball game. It's now a 26-14, but they were unable to cash on that drive. Gave Blue Hill an opportunity to run some more clock, and it's a 26-7, again, dominated by the Blue Hill rushing attack.
Again, this is not a team, I don't think, in North Central that's going to be able to drive the ball 65 yards in a drive against the Blue Hill defense here this afternoon. If North Central wants to get back into the ball game, they need to maybe make a play on special teams, get something going defensively, because like I said, I don't think this is going to be an offense that's going to be able to drive the ball against Blue Hill today.
Well, and they've shown the ability to do some special teams play. That's their score was that 63-yard kickoff return from Hollenbeck, and so they've shown some ability on special teams, but I got to look for maybe a possible. You got to be hungry. You got to go for the football if you're North Central's defense. Try to get that, be aggressive and put the ball on the turf. Force them to make some mistakes. Show them some different looks defensively, because right now, Blue Hill is having no problems running the football against this Knight defense.
Well, they did a little bit better job in the second quarter against the Drury. You still got Jason Poe to worry about. 26-7 is our score here at halftime. The Blue Hill Bobcats have the lead over the Knights of North Central. You're listening to the Allen's Superstore halftime show today on The Breeze. We'll be back right after this.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is celebrating our first anniversary in Kearney. You'll be celebrating too, because throughout the month of October, buy a suit and receive a dress shirt and tie for only $1. A $100 value for only $1. At Gary Michaels Clothiers, you'll never have to sacrifice quality, professional tailoring, and personal service at a reasonable price. Come in and check out the many more celebration specials throughout the store. Shop both downtown locations, Hastings and on the Bricks Kearney. Open late on Thursday and on Saturday until 4.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will Tyson of Ronnie back here in Blue Hill High School football this afternoon on 1230K and actually on the breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Get on the right station here today as we got the Class D1 State High School football playoffs today on the breeze. Winner of this ball game will move on to the second round of the state playoffs. That'll be next Wednesday. And they'll play the winner of the game going on now between Hemingford and Shelton. That's the third-seeded squad from Hemingford against 14th-seeded Shelton. And still in the first quarter, it is Hemingford out on top of Shelton. The score is 36-0. Hemingford 36 and Shelton nothing. So the winner of this ball game was obviously headed for Hemingford next week. 36-0. Hemingford has got the lead over Shelton. They're still in the first quarter. We'll get you some more scores and kind of look ahead on what's going on in the state playoffs here in just a minute or two in the Allens of Hastings Superstore halftime show. We'll get you the scoring here in this ball game. As Blue Hill scored in their first two possessions right off the bat here for the Bobcats. They started these drives both from the 15-yard line. So Keith and Drury, he went in from 3 yards out to cap off a nice drive. They came with 8:50 to play in the first quarter. Bobcats had the lead 6-0 as a two-point conversion was no good. The second possession, after North Central couldn't do anything with the football, they got the ball back again at the 15-yard line. And immediately drove downfield. This time it was a 49-yard run by Keaton Drury. Two-point conversion was no good. 12-0 the score. Blue Hill had the lead. And then following a Jason Poe interception, Blue Hill got the ball again back at the 15-yard line. This time it didn't take too long at all. A 65-yard drive and a 65-yard run by Keaton Drury. The two-point conversion this time was good. 20-0, Blue Hill had the lead. Then on the ensuing kickoff, Andrew Hollenbeck went 63 yards back the other direction. The point after touchdown was good. That was the only touchdown in the first half for North Central. That one occurred with 4:33 to play in the first quarter. Blue Hill had the lead by a score of 20-7. And the Bobcats, they had one more touchdown in the second quarter of play early. It was on their fourth possession. A 12-yard run by Drury that made him with four touchdowns in the first half. Two-point conversion was no good. 10:41 to play in the first half. Blue Hill had the lead by a score of 26-7. And that's the way the first half ends with Blue Hill out on top this afternoon, 26-7 over the Knights out of North Central.
Well, again, it's the first round of the high school football playoffs, Mike. A good chance to check in to see what other games are going on. We mentioned that there's not a lot of afternoon games going on, but as we move over to D2, we see that Osceola and Stewart are underway, as is Hayes Springs and Bertrand. And as we mentioned, with this 32-team playoff bracket, we're seeing some blowouts, and we are. Bertrand is up by the score of 28-0 with, looks like, 3 minutes left to go there in the second quarter. Again, 28-0. Bertrand, they're just into the second quarter. Stewart, I believe, took the early lead. Yeah, Stewart has the early lead over Osceola. No score updates yet, but Stewart's a good football team, and you can just expect them to start to get things going against Osceola. They're up 6-0, and I believe that first quarter is over there in Stewart. So 6-0 Stewart, but again, 28-0 Bertrand seems to be rolling along on the D2 side. We already mentioned, 36-0. Now I believe they scored again, 43-0 now, Hemingford over Shelton.
So that's the next round of this playoffs. It'll be next Wednesday for classes D1 and D2. Meanwhile, we've got more action coming up for you later on tonight. It's going to be from Giltner. It'll be the Giltner Hornets taking on the Lawrence Nelson Raiders. That's a rematch of a game last week won easily by Giltner. 56-18, I think, was the final score a week ago. So they'll have a rematch in the first round of the Class D2 state playoffs. Gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight, 6:30 for the pregame show. Craig Eckert will have that one for you here on the breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Then tomorrow, we've got the action in Classes C1 and C2, and Classes A and B, they get going. So they're in a 16-team field in the top four classes, four classes, and classes D1 and D2 staying with the 32 teams, and we're seeing the result of that as we got some blowouts here in the first half.
Well, in the 16 team, I mean, let's take C2, for instance. There is talented teams all over the place in that first round. There's some great, intriguing matchups here, including a first-round game. You mentioned about the St. Cecilia football game, as they're going to be taking on Southern, again, a team that we don't know too much about, kind of like North Central this afternoon. But there's a matchup with the Sutton Mustangs, the district champion Sutton Mustangs, as they're taking on a very good and historically good Hardington Cedar Catholic team, a team from the northeast part of the state. And I know that that should be a good football game that's going to be going on in Sutton on Friday night.
And you're putting me on the spot because I was the lone predictor of an upset in that ball game in our Hastings Tribune contest, our ongoing contest. I really like Hardington Cedar Catholic, and after talking with some coaches around the area, they like my upset pick there, as a Hardington Cedar Catholic is a big physical team up there, and if you can hold Noah Johnson down, hold him down, you can pretty well contain the Sutton offense. So we'll see what Hardington Cedar Catholic can do that in the opening round of the Class C Tuesday playoffs tomorrow.
I don't share your upset special there with the Hardington Cedar Catholic. I might look more in that Fillmore Central Oakland Craig game. I don't know too much about them. We've seen Fillmore Central. They might be able to pull off an upset. But you just get some great football games here in the state playoffs, and that's what we're seeing, especially as we mentioned in C2 and C1 with these first round games. As you know, and I've said this many times, I have never been a fan of the 32-team playoffs, and kind of for this reason. Not necessarily what we're seeing here on this field, Mike, but when you look at Hemingford, for sure, 43 points there in the first half. Some of these games can get out of control and in a hurry. And from the school standpoint, you know, when you're traveling up to play these top schools, like, for instance, a Giltner or an Exeter Milligan, it's hard to get excited to play playoff football when you know you're going up against such a good school.
Well, other matchups going on around the area. Class A tomorrow is going to have Kearney. They're going to be playing Norfolk tomorrow. That's going to be in Norfolk. And also Grand Island is going to be in action. The Islanders will take on Columbus for the second time this season. That'll be a 7 o'clock start up in Grand Island. The Aurora Huskies in Class B are going to be playing tomorrow. They've got a road trip as they're heading out west to take on Scotts Bluff. So the Huskies kind of sputtering down the stretch at 5-4, taking on Scotts Bluff. They're at 8-1. That ball game tomorrow in Class B. Class C1 matchup, Grand Island Central Catholic. They're going to be playing tomorrow against Wilbur Claytonia. That's a road game for the Crusaders tomorrow. Kearney Catholic is also going to be in action tomorrow in Class C1. They've got a game against Boys Town. That'll be a home game for Kearney Catholic. And in Class C2, it's Aquinas Catholic taking on Gibbon. That'll be a night game tomorrow night in David City. Also, Hastings St. Cecilia will be playing Southern. That'll be a game played at Duncan Field tomorrow night beginning at 7 o'clock. We'll have it on 1230 KHIS beginning with Pigskin Preview at 6. There's the Sutton-Huntington-Cedar Catholic matchup. That will be at Sutton tomorrow night. It gets underway at 7 o'clock. So those are some of the area matchups tomorrow. As far as the Class D ranks are concerned, you're seeing Hemingford destroy Shelton so far, 43-0. They're still in the first quarter of play. That's being played out in Hemingford today. Blue Hill has got a 26-0 lead, actually 26-7 lead here over North Central at halftime. Amherst has had a night game tonight. They've got Angeli Litchfield going at 7 o'clock. Then some area games in Class D2 today. They're all going on. It's Red Cloud playing at Exeter Milligan. Giltner against Lawrence Nelson tonight here on the Breeze beginning at 7. Kennesaw in action against Meridian. That one goes at 7 o'clock tonight. Also, Elwood is in action as they take on Loomis. That one is in Elwood tonight. And then the Bertrand, as we mentioned, they're underway in their ball game against Hayes Springs. Overton has got action against Brady later on. That's out west in Brady. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here today. Remember, check this week's specials in your local paper online at allensuperstore.com. Allen's the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We've got the second half coming up. Again, our score at halftime is Blue Hill 26, North Central 7. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
The Breeze, 94.5. 94.5.
High school football here today. It's Blue Hill out on top, 26-7 over North Central. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more from that than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings. Also online at furnituredirecthastings.net. Kind of keeping our eyes on that Hemingford-Shelton ball game, and that one has turned ugly in a hurry. They're in the, well, they've reached the second quarter now. Second quarter in Hemingford. They've got the lead over Shelton. The score is 50-0. Hemingford with the lead.
They haven't reached the second quarter by much, as I understand. 11 minutes and 53 seconds left to go in that second quarter. That's over on ESPN 1460 and 1550, our ESPN Superstation. So 50-0, still in the second quarter. And you can't start the running clock till the second half, I don't think.
So it's looks like Hemingford going to move on to play the winner of this ball game coming up next Wednesday. And obviously, it's it was going to be Blue Hill and Hemingford. It'll probably be an afternoon game again. You know, kind of set the times after today's action. So tomorrow the officials will get together and make the decision on what time. But I just imagine because it was Shelton playing out in Hemingford, it was an afternoon ball game. I expect maybe more of the same next Wednesday. And we'll certainly let you know as we get done with this one. Blue Hill still got to be concerned with the second half here. They pretty well dominated this ball game, but you never can tell. 26-7 is our score as we get ready to go here for quarter number three. It looks like Blue Hill is going to kick off. Blue Hill kicking into the wind, so it's going to be North Central with the ball with the winner. They're back here in quarter number three. Here comes the run-up and the boot. They're going to keep the ball down along their ground as Hamill kicks the ball down there. It's fielded at the 10-yard line, brings it back to the center of the field, 15-20. Out to about the 24-yard line. And that's where North Central will start. First down and 10 on their own 24, bringing the ball back for North Central as Jack Gale that time for the Knights. So North Central, not too much offense. Tyson here in the first half. We'll see what they can dial up here in half number two, trailing in the ball game by a score of 26-7.
It's important, Mike, that they come out and grab the momentum early in this second half. You know, I would expect maybe a couple shots downfield here, try to swing the momentum back in their favor, use this wind to your momentum, or use this wind to your advantage, and maybe take a few shots on this Blue Hill D.
Tyler Knox is going to do just that. He backs up, looks right, he throws it out, he swings it out there. He's grabbed at the 25 up to the 30-yard line, still on his feet to about the 32, and then wrestled down. He's swinging out there to Andrew Hollenbeck as he brings the ball close to the 32-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Bobcats, and over there on defense was Matthew Schwab for the Bobcats as he brings him down after an 8-yard gain. So they go right to the air, and I think they got to do that here in the third quarter to get back into this thing, like I mentioned. They're trailing in a ball game 26-7. It's going to be tough throwing the football in the fourth quarter for North Central going back the other direction. Winds continue to gust at about 30 miles per hour. Knox wants to throw. Drifts right side, holds it, now throws it across the middle. It's going to be incomplete, and that's going to be a penalty. They're trying to swing it across the middle to Hollenbeck, and I think that was Matthew Schwab again. It's got a holding call. He was kind of holding on to the receiver there at about the 33-yard line. We'll check. We'll check things out here. It's going to be an interference call, interference against Blue Hill. It's a holding call, interference, whatever you want to call it, on Matthew Schwab. He was kind of holding on to the receiver, Hollenbeck. Didn't allow him to get to the ball there, so the penalty flags came down, and the penalty is going to go against the Bobcats.
A quick play there, and you know, if he gets the ball in some space there, he might have been able to go for it. You never want to say it's a smart penalty, but sometimes they are. Because if he gets the football in space, there's no telling how far he could have gone down the field. So instead, you take the penalty here, and they got a fresh set of downs.
Okay, so first down and 10. In the backfield, we've got Holland back and also Palmer. Here's a running play. They run out of the I formation. This is going to be Holland back, I think, with the ball as he brings it down to about the 29-yard line. That's the other guy back there. Holland back. He takes the ball down to about the 29-yard line. So a pickup of about 3 yards in the play. Andrew Hollenbeck taking it off a right tackle there, a right guard for the North Central Knights. Eight-man football takes it off a right guard down to about the 28-yard line officially. Second down and about 7 yards to go. North Central moving the ball from our left to our right here in the third quarter. Blue Hill has got the lead by a score of 26-7. Bobcats led 20-0 after the first quarter. Knox wants to throw the football, holds on to it, dancing, now moves it left side, throws it downfield. It's caught at the 10, into the end zone, touchdown. Breaking loose was Andrew Holland back. They got him the ball. They throw a perfect strike and says Knox had all day, and he throws a 29-yard touchdown pass. And just like that, North Central is back in the ball game.
And that's a nice route there by Hollenbeck. And again, really the pass protection that Knox has got really since the second quarter has been impressive. That Hollenbeck route was more of an angle route. He takes off from the back, he gets open in some space, and then but it does take some time to set up, and so credit the North Central offensive line for giving his quarterback time to set up on that play.
Now Knox is going to attempt a point after. This one is going to be up. It's going to be no good. It was a low off of his foot, and that one had no prayer. So the PAT is no good. We're in the third quarter of play now here in the Class D1 State High School Football Playoffs. 10 minutes and 22 seconds to play. In the second quarter is now Blue Hill 26, North Central 13.
Hi, I'm Ron Carmazine, owner and pharmacist at Ron's Pharmacy in Blue Hill. We've been your full-service neighborhood pharmacy for over 37 years. We are committed to working with you and your healthcare providers to give you the best personalized care. You can pick up a gift or a greeting card for your loved ones from our wide selection. Ron's Pharmacy offers local deliveries for the convenience of our patients. Locally owned, locally operated, locally loved, Ron's Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tell you, that was critical for North Central as they're back into the ballgame now. 26-13 is the score. As they open up the second half on a nice drive there to take it right down the field, they throw a 29-yard touchdown pass, and bam, just like that, we got ourselves a football game now at 26-13. Here comes the kickoff. It's going to go sailing over the head of everybody, so Blue Hill will have the ball on the touchback from the 15.
Well, and what did we say? We said that we needed to see Tyler Knox get involved more for the offense, take some shots downfield when you do have the wind at your back. He did just that. Was 2 of 2, actually, on that drive, if you don't count the incompletion on the penalty. 2 of 2 for 37 yards, and again, that touchdown pass, just really impressive. And I got to go back to the point where you just credit the offensive line for buying enough time for Knox to make those plays. He was pressured earlier on in this football game.
So now we'll see what Blue Hill can do in their first offensive possession here in the second half. Handoff to Drury, goes off to the left side. He's across the 20, down his sideline, 30, look out, 40. He's at the 30 to the 20. He's going to take it to the house for a touchdown. Another 65-yard touchdown run by Keithan Drury.
There must be something about starting at the 15-yard line that the Blue Hill Bobcats like. I think every time that they've started on the 15, they've cashed him in for scores. Again, another big run for Keithan Drury, and that's going to put him over 200 yards in the football game.
That's his fifth touchdown.
Yeah.
That's his fifth touchdown today, and we are in the third quarter. So 10 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the third. Keithan Drury answers it right back for the Blue Hill Bobcats. And it's now a 32-13 ball game. And Blue Hill will go for a two-point conversion try again. Empty backfield. Poe wants to throw. Stands. He throws it. It's going to be caught by Hayden Hamill in the end zone. Does he hang on to it? Yes. Hangs on to it. Jaden Hamill hangs on to it there for Blue Hill. So the two-point conversion is good. So the Bobcats come right back, and they score 8 points on their end. 10 minutes and 11 seconds to play now in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 34 and North Central 13.
New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill has been in business for over 10 years, helping your children grow and learn. At New Beginnings, your 4- and 5-year-olds will enjoy a warm and nurturing atmosphere filled with social and academic activities. Licensed and certified teacher and owner Sharon Kruger invites you in for a look around. They're located at 533 West Gage, or call 756-3624 for more information. Best of luck to the Bobcats from New Beginnings Preschool in Blue Hill.
KLIQ Hastings, The Breeze. The Breeze, 94.5.
High school football brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island and online at DinsdaleAuto.com. So just as we thought North Central was going to get back into the ball game, Keith and Drury says, not so fast, my friend. He goes 65 yards for the score. Two-point conversion is good, 34-13 now. Blue Hill has got the lead. Here's a short kickoff return here across the 25 out to about the 28-yard line. Bringing the ball back again for the Knights was Jack Gale. So that was a big run by Keith and Drury, obviously the 65 yards, but the momentum back on the side now of the Blue Hill Bobcats.
Well, yeah, and now we're kind of into that heavyweight fight mentality here to start off the second half. North Central, they do most of their damage through the air. Blue Hill says, oh, well, we can run the football. We did really successfully in that first quarter. Let's go back to what worked well. Keith and Drury, big 65-yard touchdown run, and as North Central gets ready to snap.
The track meet is on. Here's a pass out there. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to swing the ball out to Andrew Hollenbeck. It's off of his fingertips and out of bounds. So second down and 10 yards to go. This is eight-man football. This is like we're known and accustomed to here. Who wants to play defense? This is the playoffs. So Heath and Jerry goes 65 yards, and now we'll see what North Central can do with the ball now. Second down and 10 yards to go from about their own 29.
From the defensive standpoint, I think maybe for Blue Hill, a key might be to put some more pressure on Tyler Knox. Again, we talked about the pass protection. You got to mix up some packages, try to put some pressure on him, and really force him into four-down territory.
Yeah, that last series, he had all day to throw. Now he backs up again. He winds up. He throws it downfield. The ball is going to be off of the fingertips of Hollenbeck. He nearly pulls that one in. That was Justin Palmer out there. Justin Palmer, that one was off of his fingertips, and it kind of bounces up on top of his head, across his shoulder pads, and finally falls to the turf.
I remember the David Tyree Super Bowl helmet catch from the New York Giants against the Patriots. Again, it bounced off his shoulder pads. It bounced off just about every place on the top of his helmet. He had it there for a second on the top of his head before his momentum before the ball fell to the turf.
Third down and 10 yards to go after two incomplete passes there for the North Central Knights. They got the ball on their own 29-yard line. There's a pass thrown out to the far side. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get to Cosgrove. Now, I think that was going to be a trick play as he threw it out there. Cosgrove was their backup quarterback. So they threw it out to the far side, and that was supposed to be a lateral, I think, but it goes out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. I don't think Cosgrove was quite behind the line of scrimmage, so an incomplete pass is going to bring up fourth down and 10, but that one was set up to be maybe a trick play. There's the kick now by Knox. Nobody back for Blue Hill again. It bounces at the 5-yard line. That is into the end zone and out. So that's a kick of about 50 yards for Tanner Knox. The ball goes into the end zone on the touchback, and Blue Hill, they're going to be comfortable to start this drive from the 15-yard line.
And as far as that drive was concerned, Tyler Knox, who was really efficient with the football through the air on their first drive of the second half by going 2-for-2, he goes 0-for-3 on that drive. Much better coverage from the Blue Hill Bobcats that time around.
So Blue Hill will have the ball here from their own 15-yard line. We're in the third quarter, 9 minutes and 42 seconds to play. 9:42 to play in the third. Blue Hill has got the lead here this afternoon. The score is 34-13 over North Central. The winner plays the game, plays the winner of the Hemingford-Shelton game. And oh my, second quarter of play, Hemingford 64, Shelton nothing. They have not yet reached halftime out in Hemingford today. That is a machine. Wow. Out west. There's Jason Poe with the ball. Jason Poe across the 15. Poe brings the ball to the 20-yard line where he is hit and met and dropped by Andrew Hollenbeck. So give Jason Poe a pickup of 5 yards in the play. He hasn't had to run the ball too much today for Blue Hill. Drury's doing all the damage.
Drury, 16 carries, 253 yards in the third quarter. And again, 5 touchdowns. As I'm starting to wonder, as Jimmy Purcell, he likes to check his records. I'm starting to see what's the record for rushing touchdowns in a first round game. Of course, though, we don't know about the Hemingford game. He might be going toe for toe with Drury today.
Second down here for Blue Hill. Second down at about 6 yards to go. The ball resting between the 19 and the 20-yard line. Blue Hill moving from our right to our left against the wind here this afternoon in the first round of the state playoff. Drury's going to get a call again, and this time he's going to be dropped behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of a yard in the play. Busting through there for North Central, making a nice play on the ball, is going to be Tyler Knox. Knox brings down Drury. Actually, a loss of a yard in the play as the ball moves back to the 18-yard line. That's going to bring up a third down and six situation now for the Blue Hill Bobcats.
He wants some stats of efficient running the football. Keith and Drew, that's his first in 17 carries. That's his first time he's been stopped for a loss this afternoon. Great penetration there by the North Central D.
Austin Rose into the ball game now as the fullback. They line up in the I formation. Hand off to Drury. Just goes straight ahead, bouncing off of some would-be tacklers. He's going to be very close to a first down as he brings it close to the 25-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Chris Coulter again for North Central. Now the guys in the zebra suits will look to the far sidelines and they'll give him a first down. It's a first down. They move the sticks. High school football here this afternoon on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Brought to you in part by Husker Power Products. Husker Power Products, irrigation and industrial engines, pumps and generators, huskerpowerproducts.com.
And it's not like Keith and Drury does anything special. He just keeps those legs a-turning. He keeps moving down the field, and he's doing a heck of a job for the Bobcats this afternoon.
Here's Jason Poe. He just hurdles his way across the 25. He started to come down the line of scrimmage, and I think that was another busted play. He just puts on the brakes and then dives to about the 27-yard line, a pickup of about 3 yards in a play, second down and 7 yards to go. Clock is running, 7.5 minutes to play now here in the second quarter. Coming up later on today here on the Breeze, playoff coverage continues. We'll be in Giltner as the Giltner Hornets will take on the Lawrence Nelson Redders. That will kick off at 7 o'clock tonight, 6:30 for the pregame show here on the Breeze. Here's Drury again straight ahead. Drury across the 30 to the 35, out to the 36-yard line. He'll be close to another first down here for the Blue Hill Bobcats as now they're just powering the ball right at this defense for North Central. The Knights defense has been on the field quite a bit here today.
And that's the thing. I mean, they've got to be to the point where they're almost just worn down. The offensive line play for Blue Hill, the defensive line, so much bigger. So much bigger even on paper, but you're looking at them right. They're straight across from us. They match up so much bigger, and they're just getting so much push.
We'll come back to that point in a second. Here's Poe with the ball. He's across the 35, comes to the sideline. He's going to be knocked out of bounds to the 40 or 41. Over here for the Knights is going to be Kevin Udd. Kevin Udd, a 6'2", 190-pound junior for North Central. You talked about that huge offensive line. When you got Brent Streff in there at 315 pounds, Colin Brown at 300 pounds, and Matthew Schwab at 220, beating on you all afternoon long. As much as Blue Hill has had the ball this afternoon, that's going to take a toll on you defensively.
And it's starting to show here is they're just running just straight up halfback dives, halfback slams going straight up through the middle on this D.
Here's a Jason Poe again, hands it away. Drury's got the ball, 35. Drury still on his feet. He's down to the 30-yard line. And he finally bring him down at about the 29. Drury just doesn't want to go down, does he? He's a tough guy to get to the turf.
Well, that's one of the things you love in running backs is good running backs have that ability to, even with three or four guys hanging on you, to keep those legs churning, keep getting up those yards. And another big pickup, I think that was, what, a six-yard gain there by Drury? So he continues to pile up the stat sheet here this afternoon.
They got the football just to the nose is right at the 30-yard line. I formation, two tight ends here for the Bobcats. Drury again gets the call. Drury across the 30, slides through the 25, and a shirt tail grab and a tackle made at the 20-yard line. Hanging on for dear life that time for North Central was Andrew Hollenbeck. Tell you what, if that was a tearaway jersey, he would have been gone. Drury would have had his sixth touchdown. Hollenbeck just hangs on for dear life and finally brings him down after a pickup of 9. Second down and a yard to go. Blue Hill on the drive again down here at the 21-yard line. The Bobcats have dominated for the most part here this afternoon in the opening round of the Class D1 State High School Football Playoffs. Poe with a ball. Quarterback keeper. He's got the first down across the 20. Poe is going to be brought down close to the 16-yard line. So Jason Poe carrying the ball there for Blue Hill down to the 16-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Knights, and over there to make the stop was Ethan Munger. Munger into the ball game now. Hemingford has got the lead over Shelton now. That ball game continues. They're in the second quarter. 64-0 is the score now. Hemingford has got the lead. I mentioned that because the winner of this ball game plays the winner of that ball game next Wednesday in round two of this state high school football playoff. Here's a handoff again to Drury. Drury across the 15. He moves it down to about the 13-yard line where he is brought down into play. So Keith and Drury continues to have a big afternoon, 170 yards in the first quarter alone. He's well over 200 yards now for Blue Hill and approaching 300 here this afternoon. You're going to need a slide rule and a calculator and an adding machine before you're all done today.
I'm almost getting worn down on the number two pencil here. We're over 290 yards now. He's got 293 in the third quarter on 22 carries.
Take your sneakers off. You can count on your toes there. Here's Keith and Drury again. He gets the call, and this time he's going to be drugged down after about a yard gain. Drury just going straight ahead there. He's drugged down into play. Good defensive stop made in there. That was a Hollenbeck into the stop, I think, for the Knights, who finally grabs him and brings him near the turf. Third down and still about, 4 yards to go. Third down and 5 yards to go. The ball just outside the 10-yard line for Blue Hill. We're in the third quarter. Clock is running 4 minutes and 33 seconds to play now as Poe returns back to the huddle after getting some advice from his offensive coaches here on the near sideline. Scott Porter, the main man over here for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Two tight ends. Line up with this formation with the backs in the I formation. Poe with his hands under center. And here's a penalty flag as Poe actually fumbled a snap there. They've got some extracurricular activity going on there. I don't think I want to mess with that guy. That's Brent Streff. He's the big 6'4", 315-pound offensive guard there for Blue Hill. He's down rustling around with a Knight at the bottom of the stack. That's going to be a delay of game against Blue Hill. So a 5-yard penalty, nothing on the extracurricular activity. This costs Blue Hill 5 yards, brings them back to about the 16-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down situation, third down at about 9 yards to go for the Bobcats.
I think that was 21, Justin Palmer mixing it up. Justin Palmer is 5'9", 175 pounds.
So I don't like your chances.
I don't like those chances.
And now we've got a timeout called here for Blue Hill as they're faced with a third down and long situation late in the third quarter, trying to maybe put this baby away. 4:17 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 34, North Central 13. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Furniture update brought to you by, or our scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. Bertrand out on top of Hayes Center, 28-0. There in the second quarter of play, we continue to watch that Hemingford ball game. Well in control by Hemingford. They've got the lead, 64-0 over Shelton. You mentioned Stewart. They had a lead.
Yep, 30-0 at halftime there for Stewart.
Over Osceola. As the state playoffs get underway here this afternoon across the state of Nebraska. Third down and 9 yards to go. Blue Hill has got the ball following the timeout. They've got the pig right down here at the 17-yard line. Quick pitch comes to Drury. He's at the 15, breaks outside to the 10. He's at the 5-yard line. Touchdown number 6. Ringer up for Keith and Drury.
Unbelievable. His ability to get to the outside, another wide sweep play. That is 6 touchdowns for Keith and Drury in this football game.
That one goes down as a 19-yard touchdown run. Unbelievable. Keith is having a great day today, obviously, for the Blue Hill Bobcats. And now Blue Hill will go for another two-point conversion right here. That one comes with 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. The Bobcats now on top by a score of 40-13. And here comes the two-point conversion try. Poe grabs the ball, looks. Now he scrambles. He comes to the near side, and he walks the ball into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Tack on 8 more points here for the Blue Hill Bobcats on this drive as they cash in. As now Blue Hill 42 and the North Central Knights 13. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student-athletes in Nebraska are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school football brought to you in part by Ag Excel. your precision fertilizer application experts located in Kearney, or online at agxcel.com. Ag Excel, where precision meets the soil. 6 touchdowns today for Keith and Drury, and the Blue Hill Bobcats up and rolling here in the Class D1 State High School football playoffs. Here's the kick along the ground, keeping it out of the wind. It's retrieved, and they fall on it here at about the 29-yard line. That's Michael Ripley falling in the ball there for North Central at his own 29. So now the Knights come back out. If they're going to do any kind of damage at all, you've got about 4 minutes to throw the football here in this third quarter.
24 carries, 313 yards, 6 rushing touchdowns. Can we play high school fantasy football, Mike? Because I want Keith and Drury on my team.
Okay, I'll take Noah Johnson from Sutton. We had him a couple of weeks ago against Hastings Saints, and he rushed for over 300 yards. Yep. So it's first down and 10 yards to go. North Central with the ball on their own 29. Here's the pitch. The ball is going to be fumbled. A big stack up here at the 26-yard line, and I think their North Central's back on top of it. It was their quarterback, Tyler Knox, who falls back on top of the ball. Blue Hill nearly got for that one at the 26-yard line.
And that's one thing we can make a point in this game. We haven't seen a lot of mistakes in the way of turnovers. That interception back early on in the, I believe it was the first quarter, when they tried to take a deep shot. But then that fumble hits the turf. We haven't seen a lot of mistakes when it comes to turnovers. Both teams playing good, protecting the football.
Second down, that was a loss of about 4 yards in the play. The ball is moved back here between the 25 and 26. They swing the ball out, and they throw it out to Cosgrove. Now he wants to throw back to Knox, and he was wide open, and they overthrow him at the 30-yard line. Again, they try to set up that play on the last possession. That time it was actually a lateral. Cosgrove grabs the ball. No one picked up the quarterback, Tyler Knox, running downfield. The ball was thrown just a little bit too far by Cosgrove, incomplete pass.
You watched a lot of football, obviously, Mike, in your day, because you called that play one drive ago where you said they were trying to set up a trick play because Cosgrove is the backup quarterback for the North Central Knights, and he takes that shot. And again, great play there from North Central, just unable to get to him. The wind actually probably favored Blue Hill because it took the football out of range from Cosgrove to Knox. So an incomplete pass, and we got a third down.
All right, third down here for North Central. Knox is going to back up. Here comes the pressure. Knox throws it across the center of the field. It's going to be tipped away. Incomplete pass. Good defensive play there by the Blue Hill Bobcats. That's Alec Eisman. Eisman, 6'2", 165 pounds, and a junior, getting some playing time there in the defensive backfield. Incomplete pass. And that's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Or is it third down? You got third down and the markers down there. Third down now for the North Central Knights. Third down and about 14 yards to go. The ball resting between the 25 and the 26-yard line. Blue Hill out on top of this ball game, 42-13 this afternoon. Here's Knox. He pumps once, and now he's going to kick the ball downfield. A quick kick on third down. It bounces at the 5-yard line, and they're down there to down the football. So that was a good play there. Third down situation. Knox, who's also your punter, kicks the ball downfield there. So you get the rolling. They were sprinting downfield. North Central got some guys down there, and they downed the football at about the 9-yard line. So why not? Gonna pin the Blue Hill Bobcats back deep. But hey, you're still trailing 42-13.
And you're already in your passing set, Mike. You're lined up to throw the football. If something's there, you take the shot. If not, go ahead and kick the football away. But again, now this is, we talked about the offensive line getting a lot of push on the North Central Knights. We've got your running clock going here in Blue Hill. Does it stop at the change of possessions?
It should not, I don't think. Here's Poe. He's going to hand the ball away to a Drury again as Drury comes across the 10-yard line out to about the 12. So Keith and Drury continues to rack him up. Did you say he was over 300 yards?
Yep. He's got 316 at this point.
Wow. And 6 touchdowns for the Blue Hill Bobcats. So it looks like Blue Hill is going to move on. They'll play in the next round of the Class C or D1 state playoffs. They'll take on probably Hemingford, who's blowing away Shelton in the opening round of their playoff game out in Hemingford. That'll be next Wednesday. Again, a game time will be announced probably sometime tomorrow. It'll be a road game, too, for Blue Hill. So gas up the bus. There's a low snap back to Poe. He gets the ball right in the hands of Drury. Look out. Here he goes again. He's at the 40, down the sideline, 30. He's at the 20. Kiss him goodbye, Keith and Drury. Touchdown number 7 for Drury.
Unbelievable. He continues to put on a show for the fans here at Blue Hill. That's his 7th rushing touchdown, and that one goes way back from the 12. So we're looking at over 65 yard runs. His longest run from a scrimmage has been 65 yards. That's a 68 yard touchdown run. He's putting on a show here this afternoon.
68 yard run there by Keith and Drury. And Drury is having fun out there this afternoon. He adds another touchdown on the board. This one comes with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play in this third quarter as Drury rings up touchdown number 7. Now they're just going to go for a one-point conversion. They're going to be nice. Jaden Hamill is going to be in there to attempt a point after. Ball is down. The kick goes sailing toward the uprights, and that one is going to be no good against the wind. So the PAT is going to be no good here for the Blue Hill Bobcats, but they tack on 6 more points. 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in quarter number 3. We've got a break with a score of Blue Hill 48, North Central 13.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Our high school football game today brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island and DinsdaleAuto.com. All Blue Hill here this afternoon. They had a 20-0 lead in the first quarter, and they keep it rolling here. Here's the kickoff by the Bobcats. Another short kick fielded by a short man. Brings it back to the 20, to the 25, to the 27-yard line. And that's where the North Central Knights will start here this afternoon on this drive. Hollenbeck actually bringing the ball back there for North Central. So now the score is sitting at 48-13. 48-13. Blue Hill has got the lead here this afternoon. They led it at halftime, a score of 26-7. And Keith and Drury continues his show here this afternoon. There's a handoff now for North Central as they come to the right side. Hollenbeck, and he's going to be drilling the play. Loss of a yard in the play. Getting over there was a Dylan Bushow for the Blue Hill Bobcats, 6 foot, 175 pounds, and a junior. So that sets up an interesting matchup in the round number 2 here today. It's going to be next Wednesday between Hemingford and Blue Hill as they will play next Wednesday out in Hemingford. Hemingford is the number 3 seed on this side of the bracket in Class D1. Second down and 12 yards to go. Knox wants to throw, throws it. It's going to be caught down here at the Blue Hill 40, down to the 37-yard line. So a nice grab there. Out on the pattern is Michael Ripley. Ripley hauls it in, so maybe North Central is not done yet. They got the ball down here at the Blue Hill 32-yard line. Nice pass there by Knox to Ripley. A first and 10 for the North Central Knights. They have not had a whole lot to cheer about. In fact, their offense or defense hasn't scored in this one. It was a special teams touchdown. They brought back a kick earlier in this ball game, 65 yards for a touchdown, and they scored here in the second half, an offensive touchdown. They did not score in the first half on offense. There's a pass thrown out there. It's going to be caught by Justin Palmer, and Palmer is going to be out of bounds at about the 26. And now, wait a minute, we got a holding call. Holding call coming back the other way on the North Central. So they get the completed pass. They got a holding call, so that's going to come back the other direction. So the offense was shut out in the first half. They had a long touchdown on a kickoff return, but the offense getting into the end zone here in the third quarter on the touchdown pass from Knox to Andrew Hollenbeck in the first possession of this third quarter. But Blue Hill has added several since then. And it's a 48-13 ball game. The Bobcats have the lead.
Oh, and we talked with Scott Porter during the pregame show. We had talked about their early struggles defensively and the defensive adjustments that they've made as they've rolled along through in their first season back in eight-man football. They've got it figured out, Mike, as they are really putting on an impressive defensive show. At the same time, it's still a playoff team that you're playing in North Central. You know that they can put up points. What they're averaging, about 30. To hold them in check to just 13 points is pretty impressive here this afternoon.
So after the holding call, first down and long, the ball is brought back to the 30-yard line. And here's Knox running around with the ball back at the 25. And they bring it back to the 28 where he's hitting down. He goes. Nice defensive play again by the Bobcats as Bushow So he makes back-to-back tackles there for the Bobcat defense. They give him forward progress up here to about the 27-yard line, and that's all she wrote. We're down to 16 seconds to play here in the third quarter, and that may be all the time we're going to have right here. They're going to let her tick down. They're still in their huddle here for North Central. We're down to 5 seconds to play. They run up to the line of scrimmage, put their hands on the football, and they're not going to get it snapped. Not going to get snapped in time, and time runs out. Time runs out here in the third quarter of play. So we head to the fourth and final quarter here in the Class D1 State High School football playoff game on the Breeze. The score after three, it is Blue Hill 48, North Central 13. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze.
Hi, I'm Sally McCann with AgXL, your liquid fertilizer application experts in Kearney, Nebraska. Harvest is coming to an end, which means that planting season is right around the corner. What if I told you that I could help increase your yields next year? Well, I can if you let AgXL design a system for you. Stop in our Kearney showroom or on the web at agxcel.com or call me, Sally McCann, at AgXL. That's AgXCEL, where precision meets the soil.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Hemingford and Shelton, they finally reached halftime.
Wow.
Hemingford's got the lead 64-0 over Shelton. So the Bobcats going to have their hands full next week, Tyson, as they head out west to play in the second round here in the State High School football playoffs. Hemingford, one of the top teams all season long, depending on which poll you go by. They've been number one in a couple of polls and number two in some other ones. Hemingford, the number three seed here in the D1 bracket. And it's going to be Hemingford and Blue Hill coming up next Wednesday unless the bottom completely falls off of the earth here in the second half.
Well, and Keith and Drew would have to slow down. He is putting on a 7-touchdown performance, 374 yards at this point in the football game. I told you I was going on record watch, and I'll get to those records here in just a moment.
All right, North Central has got the ball second down and long here in this fourth quarter as play gets underway. Tanner Knox drops back. Here comes the pressure. Knox dancing. Now throws it to the far side. The ball is going to be caught out here at the 35-yard line down to the sideline to the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. A touchdown for North Central. Knox does a nice job eluding the pressure there. Throws the ball downfield. It is caught and into the end zone. And North Central gets on the scoreboard. A touchdown pass thrown to Michael Ripley.
That's Ripley's third reception on the game. What I love about that last play, Mike, was Ripley's ability to, after he caught the football, make that first move, that elusive move to shake the defender, and he had nothing but green in front of him. Again, it was good coverage by Blue Hill. It was a good catch or a great catch by Ripley, but then that first step that he made to elude his defender and to get into green space, a big, big play for the Knights.
That one comes with 11 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the ball game. 53 yards. Yep. Was the touchdown pass. Tanner Knox to Michael Ripley. And now the score is Blue Hill out on top of the North Central Knights by the score of 48-19. And it looks like North Central is going to go for a two-point conversion. So North Central Knights come up here and line up for the two-point conversion. Getting a big touchdown to begin this fourth quarter of play. Knox is under center, backs in the I formation. Knox pitches the ball back, running it to the right side with the football is Justin Palmer. Palmer sneaks into the corner of the end zone for the two-point conversion. So the two-point conversion try is good by the North Central Knights. So, hey, this team is not rolling over yet. 11 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 48, North Central 21.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of pro team design.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So a 53-yard touchdown pass from Tanner Knox to Michael Ripley. The two-point conversion is good. And bam, just like that, it's a 48-21 ball game now. Blue Hill has got the lead over the Knights out of North Central. You're just joining us, maybe just getting off work in this late afternoon. Keith and Drury has had a big day today for Blue Hill. There's an onside kick, but we got whistles before the ball is recovered here by Blue Hill. Up on that front line was Alec Eisman for the Blue Hill Bobcats, but I think a whistle sounded, and perhaps they were offsides. That's going to be the case. North Central on an onside kick. And now they're going to give North Central another chance to kick this thing away. Maybe Blue Hill was offsides. They'll kick it away from the 35-yard line of Blue Hill. Here's the onside kick. A big hop over there. Wow. It should be easily recovered. Did it go far enough? Easily recovered by the North Central Knights, but I don't think the ball went far enough.
There's a flag on the play.
Yep, penalty flag went down. So it didn't go the required distance there. North Central actually recovered the ball down here at the Blue Hill 27-yard line. Now they're going to pick up the flag. They're going to give the ball to Blue Hill. So it was a penalty for North Central for not letting the ball go far enough on the attempted onside kick. They just give the ball to Blue Hill. They actually declined the penalty and will take the ball right there.
The ball takes a big hop, Mike, and I think that the wind, as we've been talking about all day, might have actually blew the ball back into where it wasn't past the 10-yard marker. But, yeah, Blue Hill starting here at the 25-yard line.
And Drury stays in the football game here for the Bobcats. First down and 10, Blue Hill moving with the wind now to their back. They hand the ball away to Drury, slides through there and brings the ball up to about the 29-yard line. So Keith and Drury gets the carry there. Tackle is made in there by the Knights of North Central. That's Tyler Knox in on the stop for North Central. They bring the ball to the 29, a pickup of about 3 yards in a play, second down and 7.
Drury might be the most excited player on the Blue Hill Bobcats for that North Central touchdown, because now he gets to go back out onto the field and a chance to tie a state record. D2 playoffs, most touchdowns scored in a D2 playoff game is 8. That was both set by Corey Elkmeyer from Dodge, from those Howells Dodge teams, and Tyler Schnitzler, you might know him from Kennesaw, did it in the first round 2 years ago.
All right, here's a play-action pass, and Poe is going to be swarmed under back here at the 20-yard line. Coming on the blitz that time was Tyler Knox. Poe had no chance. So a loss in the play of about 10 yards all the way back to the 20-yard line. They're going to be generous here to spot the football at the 21, but still a huge loss there. So Drury has a chance to tie a state record. Eichmeyer and Schnitzler, huh?
Corey Elkmeyer from those the Dodge before they were Howells Dodge, yep, in the mid-90s with 8 touchdowns. And Tyler Schnitzler did it back against Hayes Springs a couple years ago in a game that I think we actually had on 1550, if I'm not mistaken.
Third down here. Third down and 14 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 22-yard line of Blue Hill. Poe with the ball. He backs up. Here comes the pressure. Sets up a little screen. Drury's got the ball at the 20. Look out. 30, 35, 40. Down the sideline to the 30, to the 20-yard line. Still on his feet to the 15 and drug down inside the 15-yard line down to the 30, or down to the 13. So Keith and Drury can run the ball. Keith and Drury can receive the ball. He uses his speed and brings them all the way down to the 13-yard line. A huge gain there on a completed screen pass from Jason Poe to Keith and Drury, and now the Bobcats are knocking on touchdown door at the 13-yard line.
I almost thought he was going to get that record right there. Doesn't say whether it's rushing or receiving. I think it's just all-purpose touchdowns, and he almost sets it there but gets drugged down from behind. We'll see where they go with the football here.
Here's a Poe with hands under center, backs in the I formation. Handoff is the short man banging through there. Running the football there was Austin Rose, a rare carry as he brings the ball down to about the 9-yard line. So a pickup of 4 yards in a play by Austin Rose. Rose, 185 pounds, a junior, 5'11" for Scott Porter and the Bobcats. We're in the fourth quarter of play here in the Class D1 State High School Football Playoffs. 9:28 to go. Clock is running. Blue Hill has got the lead, 48-21 over North Central this afternoon. Jason Poe takes the opportunity to run to the near sideline, get some advice from the offensive staff. He runs up to the line of scrimmage here. There's a second down call. Poe hands the ball away to Keith and Drury. Look out, Keith and Drury still on his feet down inside the 5-yard line. He'll be drugged down right there. Tackle was made in there by North Central's Austin Hollenbeck. Hollenbeck, 5'8", 180 pounds, and a senior. So now it's going to bring up a third down situation. They're going to be just a yard or so shy of the first down. The ball is sitting right at the 5-yard line, so this could be a record breaker here for the running back for the Blue Hill Bobcats in Keith and Drury. He stays into the ball game. It's third down and about 2 yards to go. The ball resting at about the 5.5-yard line. Poe is going to hand the ball away to the short man again, banging his way up there. It's going to be Austin Rose, and Rose is going to be close to the first down stakes. They move the ball down close to the first down stakes, and they will give him a first down.
You suppose somebody should tell Coach Porter that Keith and Drury might tie a state record on this possession?
So the ball is going to be sitting down here at the 2-yard line. So first down and goal from the 2-yard line. Blue Hill has got the lead. Poe comes up under center, looks over the defense, hands it away. That's going to be Rose with the ball, and he bangs his way into the end zone for the score. Why not let Austin Rose do some damage here? Austin Rose gets in for Blue Hill, and North Central, Tyson, has had no answer for Blue Hill offensively here today.
Well, and you mentioned it in the third quarter, about midway through the third quarter. It looks like a defensive line that is just tired. They've been on the field a lot. Blue Hill just being able to run at will against this North Central defense, and now we're seeing Austin Rose even picking up about 8 yards there as the extra point is up, and I believe it is going to be good.
And we got a penalty flag down, a late penalty flag. The PAT is going to be good there by the Blue Hill Bobcats. They will assess the penalty off on the kickoff coming up here. So Blue Hill scores again with 8 minutes and 13 seconds to play. We've got a timeout with a score of Blue Hill 55, North Central 21. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze.
We're the shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you. Whether you get more, Superstore Outlets. Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school football brought to you in part by Tom Dinsdale Automotive at the corner of Stolly Park and South Webb Road in Grand Island and DinsdaleAuto.com. So good to be back in Blue Hill. The Bobcats have the lead here in this Class D1 State High School football playoff game. They've got a commanding lead. Here comes the kickoff. It's going to angle to the far side. It's going to go into the end zone and out. So it's going to be a touchback, and North Central will bring the ball back out to the 15-yard line. Of course, Blue Hill, and they played in the 11-man ranks. We were down here several times when Hastings St. Cecilia scored off against Blue Hill in the latter portion of that rivalry. Now with Blue Hill down in the 8-man ranks, they're developing their own rivalries here in Class D1. There's not going to be too many friendly rivalries here. Blue Hill is dominating in the Class D1 the past couple of weeks.
Oh, and they've really picked up steam, and especially when you look at their district schedule, they were able to really run roughshod through their district en route to the playoffs. So, as you mentioned, pretty much showing their strength and showing their muscle.
Tyler Knox stays in there. There's a quick pitch as they go to the far side across the 15 out to the 20. The football is fumbled, but I think North Central is going to be back on top of it. Blue Hill says they've got the ball, and the officials are going to agree at the bottom of the stack. And coming up with a football for Blue Hill, wrestling the ball away down there, is going to be Austin Rose. So the guy who scored the last touchdown for the Bobcats comes back, makes a nice defensive play, recovers a football that was fumbled, and Blue Hill has the ball back at the North Central 25-yard line.
That's the second time the ball's hit the turf for the North Central Knights. This time it is turned over. North Central player went to one of the offensive linemen to fall on the football, and then the ball squirted out from him, and it fell right into the hands of Blue Hill. And Blue Hill's hitting here in, 25 yards out from another score.
And Drury stays in the ball game here for the Bobcats. Poe is under center. Here's a handoff to the first man through there. That's going to be Rose again. He just bounces his way down to about the 20-yard line. So a quick pickup of 5 yards into play by Austin Rose. Coming up tonight, we've got Lawrence Nelson and Giltner here on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5, 6:30 for the New Tech Siege pregame show. We'll have a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight in Giltner. That's a rematch of a ball game that occurred a week ago, and Giltner had a big win over Lawrence Nelson. Now it's in the Class D2 state playoffs. Second down and 5 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 20-yard line. Rose again will get the call. He just takes it off of right guard there and moves the ball down close to the 16-yard line. Austin Rose on a couple of carries. Maybe Keith and Drury is tired, too. He's been running wild here today.
Oh, what Rose came into the football game, Mike, with, 14 carries, I want to say. So
now Drury's going to come out, yeah. And Trent Court is going to come into the ball game. So no record-setting performance, and we'll take off our shoes here and get some account on the statistics for Keith and Drury, who's had a whale of an afternoon, 7 touchdowns in the ball game here today. So now moving back to the I-back position is going to be Austin Rose. And Rose is going to get the carry there as a big guy comes bowling through the line there. He goes across to 15, down to about the 13-yard line. So Austin Rose is running out of the tailback position. Trent Court is running as your fullback here. The Bobcats have got the lead here in the fourth quarter of play. Clock is running 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play. 55-21 is the score. Blue Hill has completely dismantled the Knights out of North Central here this afternoon.
Oh, and Austin Rose getting the bulk of the carries in for the last couple drives for the Blue Hill Bobcats.
Here's a handoff to Court as he takes the ball across the 10, down to the 5-yard line, down inside to 5, down to the 3-yard line. Trent Court, a 5'7", 195-pound freshman, carrying the ball there for the Bobcats as Court carries the ball toward the goal line. He had 13 carries for 49 yards coming in here. Averaged 3.7 yards per carry. Not a lot of excitement out of the Blue Hill fans today. They've got a good-sized crowd on hand, but I'll tell you what, their team jumped on top of this North Central team early, and they've been in control most of the way. Poe stays in there. There's a handoff again to Rose. This time he's going to be met, and down he goes. And on the stop there for North Central is going to be Justin Palmer. Rose trying to take it off of left guard that time and runs right into a Palmer who wrestles him down to the turf. Actually a loss on the play of a couple of yards. Now Blue Hill is looking at a third down situation. Third down at about, third down at about 5 yards to go or so. I think they can get a first down inside the 1 yard line or so. As they have the stakes on the far side of the field. The clock continues to run here in this fourth quarter of play. We're down to 5 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Now the quarterback, Court, has come over and talked with his offensive coaches, and Blue Hill is going to call a timeout. So we've got a timeout here in the fourth quarter. Winding down here with 5 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Blue Hill 55, North Central 21. We'll be back after this.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings. Hemingford now leading Shelton by the score of 71-0. And they're in the third quarter of play in Hemingford. That's going to be the next opponent for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Hemingford out on top of Shelton, 71-0.
Probably a good time to get Keith and Drury out of the ballgame. They might need to use him in that football game next week here.
He's out of the ballgame right now, standing on the sidelines after seven touchdowns. There's a handoff to Court on this third down call, and not much there. Court is tripped up after a yard or two as he takes the ball down inside the 5-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down situation, and why not just go for it here as Poe again runs to the sideline and gets the play. And the offensive staff here of Scott Porter and the troops down here is the Blue Hill Bobcats going to roll to another victory here tonight. That'll be their seventh one of the season against three losses. They started the season with three losses, and they've been on a roll since. There's a fourth down situation, fourth down and about 3 yards to go. Handoff is going to go to Rose, and Rose is going to be stopped as he takes it around the left end. Rose is going to be stopped here in this fourth down situation. So North Central stops him on downs. Rose trying to take it in around the left end there. And North Central is waiting for him right there. They bring him down at about the 3-yard line. So North Central will have one more chance here. With 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play in this fourth quarter. Halloween Eve here tonight in the Blue Hill. A lot of folks dressed up in Halloween attire, maybe getting an early start on the big holiday tomorrow.
Yeah, certainly some treats for Keith and Drury as he was able to gobble up seven touchdowns in this football game.
There's a handoff that just goes straight ahead with Justin Palmer. North Central, I think, is putting up the white flag here. Justin Palmer takes it off of right guard. A couple of yards, if that. Now we got the second unit, I think, coming in there for North Central. And look at the blue shirts shuttling in now here on the near sideline. So the clock is running here in the last couple of minutes in this ballgame. 4 minutes to play in this fourth quarter. Blue Hill is comfortably out on top by a score of 55-21. And now we're going to see some second teamers in there for both teams. We'll check the quarterback situation. And coming up to take snaps for North Central is going to be Sage Osborne. Osborne is going to hand the ball away. And now he's going to run it himself. Nice fake. Sage Osborne just running the ball. Tackled by Trent Court for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Osborne brings the ball up to about the 10-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down and about a yard to go. So Sage Court now, actually Sage Osborne in there. 5 foot, 950 pounds. And a junior now in control of the North Central Knights. As they're going to finish up their season after this ball game here this afternoon. Osborne has got the ball. Quarterback keeper around the left end. He's got the first down and more. 15-20. He fumbles the football right in front of the Blue Hill bench. And let's see. The officials say they keep the ball in the field of play. So keep the clock running. I think Osborne got back on top over there for the Knights. So a first down, Sage Osborne fumbles the ball right in front of the Blue Hill bench. Probably not a smart area to try to cough up the pick, but he gets back on top of it here at the 23-yard line. Clock is running with 3 minutes to play now here in the fourth quarter. Coming up, we have got our post-game show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. That is coming up. We'll check all the numbers and the scoring for you before we get out of here this afternoon. Here's Osborne with the ball again. Bellies to the fullback. Runs the quarterback keeper around the right end. Brings the ball to the 25 out to the 30-yard line. And he's going to be brought down there. So, again, some second and third teamers into the ball game. Now, Sage Osborne carries the ball for the Knights of North Central.
And, again, you mentioned the Blue Hill crowd kind of been quiet here in this second half. They got all their cheering out in the first half. Overall, Mike, I think it's just a really impressive performance put on this afternoon by a Blue Hill Bobcats team that's making their first appearance in the D1 eight-man playoffs in a long time.
Here's Osborne. He fakes the ball, now wants to run it. The pitch back is going to be an errant pitch, and falling back on top of the ball back there is going to be Jack Gale. So he belly to the fullback. They're running to run the option play to this near side. The pitch was errant. Jack Gale goes back to fall on top of it. He's a 150-pound sophomore running back. Before we get out of here, we'll check his scores as well, kind of bring you up to date on what's going on. And we'll make way for Giltner and Lawrence Nelson coming up tonight. 6:30 will be the New Tech Seeds pregame show. 7 o'clock for the kickoff between Lawrence Nelson and Giltner. Second time in 2 weeks those two teams have played. So now it's going to bring up a long situation for Osborne. He's up under center. He bellies to the fullback again, runs the quarterback keeper around the right end. The pitchback comes, and he just run out of real estate over there. Not much over there as he's run out of bounds. That's Jack Gale carrying the ball there after the pitch from Osborne. A pickup of a couple of yards. We're down to a minute and 22 seconds to play here in this ball game. And now North Central is looking at fourth down. Fourth down and a couple of yards to go. The ball is out here at the 37-yard line. Or checked at the 32-yard line. Fourth down and about 2.5 yards to go here for Sage Osborne. Hands under center. Looks over the defense. Osborne with the ball. They hand it away straight ahead. Another new man in there as he plows his way across the 35 out to the 36-yard line. Carrying the football there for North Central is Joe Galvo. Galvo, 5'11", 160-pound junior. He picks up the first down, but it's all for stats here as they bring the ball up to the 37-yard line. We're down to 50 seconds to go here in the ball game. Osborne with the troops set down in the I formation. Again, they belly and the quarterback keeper around the left end. He's on his way to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Running the football there for a touchdown is Sage Osborne as he runs the ball 43 yards for a North Central touchdown.
And a good job fighting them off there from the backup quarterback there, Sage Osborne. He breaks a few tackles and he's able to just keep that momentum going and in route for a touchdown and maybe a little bit of a small victory here for the North Central Knights before they get out of Blue Hill this afternoon.
43 seconds to play. Sage Osborne goes 43 yards for the touchdown for North Central. So now the score is 55-27 in favor of Blue Hill. Now they go for the two-point conversion. Osborne pitches the ball back. With a football there is going to be Gale as he tries to take it around the right end, and he's going to be stopped short for the two-point conversion. He is stopped short, so the two-point conversion is no good. But North Central getting on the scoreboard here in the fourth quarter of play. It's now Blue Hill 55 and North Central 27. You're listening to High School Football Today on The Breeze.
Thramer's Food Center is located in downtown Blue Hill. At Thramer's, they take pride in their fresh meat produce and their fast, friendly hometown service. Stop in for their daily lunch specials, some home fried chicken, or any of their delicious deli items. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. Good luck, Bobcats, from Tim and Deb and the crew at Thramer's Food Center in Blue Hill.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, you're just joining us. A big day today for Keith and Drury. 7 touchdowns, 428 all-purpose yards in the ball game today. He rushes for 300, then some.
Yeah, had 389 yards rushing on. That's unofficially 389 yards rushing. Never claimed to be the greatest at math, but 28 carries. And then he had that 47-yard reception, you might know, that took him down to the 13-yard line. So he's just about done it all for the Blue Hill Bobcats offensively this afternoon.
Here comes the kickoff, and they hit it along the ground. It's recovered by a Blue Hill up there on that front line. Recovering the football was Court for the Blue Hill Bobcats. As he recovers the ball here at about the 40, actually the, let's see, we're back to the 80-yard field here. Yep. I'm trying to still adjust to this 37, 38-yard line. So doing 11-man football all these years, haven't done an 8-man game for a while. Got to remember, 80-yard field. You got to know your role. Yeah, here's the backup quarterback now for Blue Hill coming out. It's going to be the second and third teamer is going to mop up here for the rest of this ball game. Here's a handoff. That's going to be Cody Manns is going to run the ball for a yard there. That's going to be probably the last play as we're down to 30 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter. Blue Hill will move on. They'll play in the next round of the state high school football playoffs next Wednesday against Hemingford, a team that is out on top now of Shelton. They've got the running clock. The Bulldogs have scored. Hemingford with a lead 71-6.
They've shuffled one more line in here for the Blue Hill Bobcats.
So second down and 9, just going to hand the ball away. Busting through there with a football again is going to be, is that Court running the football?
Yeah,
it's not going to make a whole lot of difference. That's going to be the end over here as it's inside the 40 down to about the 37-yard line, and that's going to be the end of the football game. So the Blue Hill Bobcats win it here this afternoon over the North Central Knights by a score of 55-27. Really got our feel of this contest in the first quarter as Blue Hill exploded out to a 20-7 lead, led at halftime 26-7, and they go on to win it this afternoon over the Knights set of North Central by a score of 55-27. So Blue Hill, they improved to 6 wins and 3 losses on the season. And it appears they'll be making a bus ride out to Hemingford next Wednesday to play in the second round of the state high school football playoffs. North Central will finish out their season with a mark of 6 wins and 3 losses. Stick around. We've got the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show coming up. You're listening to High School Football on the Breeze.
The South Central State Bank of Campbell, Franklin, Oxford, and Blue Hill is a full-service bank offering every banking service your family might need, including internet banking and bill pay. Log on to southcentralstatebank.com. Good luck, Bobcats, from the South Central State Bank, member FDIC.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of broadband internet, computer services, security systems, telephone systems, and more. Glenwood is set apart from other providers with their 97% exceptional customer satisfaction service. Friend Glenwood on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here in Blue Hill, it was an impressive performance here today for the Blue Hill Bobcats. They win 55-27 over North Central. And welcome into the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery's post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today, New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. As we move on to the post-game show here today, a big performance by Keith and Drury. We'll get to those numbers here in just a few minutes. We'll give you a scoring recap. This might take until sunset to get this in. First possession of the ball game, Blue Hill scores in the first couple of possessions. Matter of fact, Drury had a 3-yard run to cap off a drive. 6-0, Blue Hill the lead. Second possession, after they hold on defense, they get the ball back, and Drury goes 49 yards for a score to make it 12-0. Blue Hill then intercepts a pass. Jason Poe picked one off at the 15-yard line. One play, Keith and Drury goes 65 yards for the score. Still in the first quarter, Bobcats had a 20-0 lead over North Central. Following that third touchdown, North Central returns the ensuing kickoff 63 yards for their only score in the first half. That was by Andrew Hollenbeck. The point after was good, and at the end of the first quarter, it was 20-7. Blue Hill had the lead. Drury had 172 yards in the first quarter alone. Just one score in the second quarter. It was on the fourth possession of the first half for Blue Hill. Again, another nice drive, 12 yards. Keith and Drury touchdown. Two-point conversion was no good, so it was 26-7 at halftime. North Central opened up the second half on a drive. They got a 29-yard touchdown pass from their quarterback, Tyler Knox, to Andrew Hollenbeck. The point after touchdown was no good. It was 26-13 with 10 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the third quarter. Drury then comes back with a 65-yard touchdown to make it 34-13. Drury with a 19-yard touchdown to make it 42-13. Drury again with a 68-yard touchdown to make it 48-13, all in the third quarter. Then in the fourth quarter, Tanner Knox for North Central throws a touchdown pass of 53 yards to Michael Ripley to make it 48-21. Austin Rose for Blue Hill goes in from 2 yards out to make it 55-21. And the final touchdown, under a minute to play, was a 43-yard touchdown from backup quarterback Sage Osborne for North Central. A two-point conversion was no good, and that's the way we stand with Blue Hill winning today 55-27 over North Central. Blue Hill 6-3 on the season. North Central ends their year with a mark of 6 wins and 3 losses.
Oh, my hand's hurting. My hand's hurting from all the stats we're writing down here for the Blue Hill Bobcats offensively. Let's go ahead and add up these Blue Hill Bobcats stats. Rushing the football, the Blue Hill Bobcats offense ran 64 plays, Mike, 64 plays. Run-to-pass ratio, 60-4. Is your run-pass ratio, as they have 60 rushing attempts between Drury, Poe, Rose, Court, and then Means there at the very end. So 60 rushes for 415 yards is what I tallied their total rushing yards to be. 389 of those came from Keith and Drury. Keith and Drury pulls up 489 yards in this effort, 7 touchdowns as well on 28 carries. So a very impressive day overall. When they did go to the air, they also went to Keith and Drury, who had 428 all-purpose yards, 47 passing yards again for the Blue Hill Bobcats. Poe there with 47 passing yards, and of course the only reception going to Keith and Drury. So overall, when you put all those together, 415 yards plus the 47, well over 450 yards of total offense here for the Blue Hill Bobcats, 462 total yards for the Blue Hill Bobcats as they roll this afternoon. For the North Central Knights, they ran four. And we have a 22 rushing attempts for 205 yards overall. Passing the football, looks like I have got them for just 134. There we go. I was still doing some additions when you stopped there, but 134 passing yards. So with that 205, we're looking at 339 yards of total offense for the North Central Knights. And again, a very impressive defensive performance. Eight-man football. We are always expecting to see those high-scoring football games in eight-man football and only hold a team to, what was it, the final? I think they had 20 points there. 27 points at the very end. So very impressive performance from the Blue Hill Bobcats, both offensively and defensively. They just really dominated in this D2 football game.
So Blue Hill moves on to play again next Wednesday at Hemingford. They'll try to scan and see if we got anything going on. Hemingford has got the lead over Shelton 71-6. The scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings on South Burlington. Hemingford 71 and Shelton 6. That game is in the fourth quarter. Again, final Blue Hill with a win over North Central today by a score of 55-27. Not a whole lot of other activity going on. There's a couple of games going on in Class D2. Bertrand has got the lead over Hayes Springs. They're in the third quarter now. Bertrand 28 and Hayes Springs 7. And let's see, anything else going on as of now? We got Falls City Sacred Heart out on top of Emerson Hubbard. They're in the second quarter. It's Falls City Sacred Heart with a lead by a score of 22-0. Stewart has got the lead in the fourth quarter over Osceola. The score is 42-0. So coming up later on tonight You're on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Craig Eckert will join us from Giltner as the Giltner Hornets will take on the Raiders out of Lawrence Nelson. That game will kick off at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air with a New Tech Seeds pregame show at 6:30 tonight. Blue Hill will live to see another day. The Bobcats will get ready for Hemingford next week. And that obviously is going to be a tough test. Hemingford, one of the top teams in Class D1.
Well, and it really is. We're seeing the show that they're putting up here against their first-round opponent here this afternoon in Shelton. Got off to a very good start, 64 points, I believe, at the half, at the first half for them. So we know Hemingford's tough. I believe they're one of those teams out west. Out west teams always seem to be big. They seem to be physical. And so if Blue Hill's going to have a shot in this football game, those defensive adjustments that Scott Porter talked about in the very beginning of our show today, at the very beginning of the broadcast, they're going to have to bring it defensively and try to slow down Hemingford. And also, Keith and Drury is going to have another impressive performance just like he had this afternoon.
So Keith and Drury, 389 yards, 7 touchdowns, 428 all-purpose yards today as the Blue Hill Bobcats knock off the North Central Knights, the final score of 55-27. We'll get out of here. For Tyson Avronik, for Brad Beam back at the radio station, our producer and engineer today, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Blue Hill.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.